I'm Richard Davies. Another shooting in a public place. Three people are dead in a grocery store in Elkhart, Indiana. A gunman walked in with a semi-automatic. He shot and killed two women.
Shot one of the victims, made his way through the store, shot another victim. We don't know the sequence.
Sergeant Trent Smith of the Indiana State Police. He said the gunman was pointing his weapon at a third person. Police arrived and killed the man. Back to class today at the middle school in Rosco, New Mexico, where there was a shooting earlier this week. A 12-year-old boy is in custody. He allegedly brought a sawn-off shotgun with his class. Oscar nominations announced this morning in Beverly Hills. Jason Nathanson was at the event.
American Hustle and Gravity were tied with the most nominations. They each had 10. 12 Years a Slave, which many thought would get the most nominations, came in second with 9, followed by 3 films with 6 nominations apiece. Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, and Nebraska.
Well,
in the top films nominated, only 9 nominations. No Saving Mr. Banks, Inside Llewyn Davis, or Blue Jasmine. Many thought might get a nomination, but they didn't.
The Oscar show will be held March 2nd. A cheating scandal on the Air Force, 34 officers entrusted with land-based nuclear missiles have been pulled off the job for their alleged involvement in cheating. ABC News military consultant
is the first to run with these, as everyone knows, a weapon that will eliminate cities that can take out whole countries. We need the best, brightest, and most professional handlers of nuclear weapons.
The Air Force officers are facing three months. A defeat to the Tea Party in the House that approved the compromise. $1.1 trillion spending bill. Most, but by no means all, Republicans voted for it.
We should believe in the marriage of
Dale. This is ABC News.
Couples gather and
a lot can happen during the life of your interstate car battery.
Nice ride.
Thanks. Wanna go steady?
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Honey, I think it's time.
It's a boy.
Jimmy!
Can I borrow the car?
Hey, nice
drive.
Thanks.
Want to go steady? No battery lasts longer than an interstate. And the new Interstate AGM lasts up to 3 times longer than the competition. To find a dealer near you, visit InterstateBatteries.com.
The fact is, you can't make spring hurry up and catch. And make sure you're good and ready for it. Get $1,000 off our F-650i Gator utility vehicles and $500 off one family tractor. Purchase 2 John Deere, Frontier brand difference. Most dollars end February 1st. Stop by your John Deere dealer for details.
Listen, El Drag and Turf Equipment in Stoneboro and Fairmont City, Pennsylvania. East LSU, Ohio. Or contact ElderEquipment.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell by 2,000 last week, seasonally adjusted average. 326,000, which is fairly low. A sign of relative health in the labor market. New rules today in the traffic scandal in New Jersey have caused major problems for Governor Chris Christie.
Governor Christie has hired outside counsel to assist with document retention and production. Moving made hearing before both houses of the state legislature formally kicked off their renewed investigation into the politically motivated lane closures at the George Washington Bridge. First subpoenas are set to go out. While Christie tries to make it appear that this is the appearance that a Hurricane Cindy was an event and a political fundraiser.
Federal officials going after Walmart for violating the striking workers last year.
Labor Relations Board issued a formal complaint against the world's largest retailer.
Richard Davies, ABC News.
Bosch has acquired a dishwasher brand in the U.S., and now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, Ford is the best-selling brand in Northeast Ohio, and now is a great time to find out why. Now featuring 0% financing for 60 months. Visit driveoneohio.com for details.
See the nation is straight away, but now it's coming back to you,
you deserve the thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Parner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payment. It's for homeowners who are current on a mortgage payment, but due to the housing market, they have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Michael Savage, I am opposed to revolution because nobody wins. However, you have to fight a tyrannical government virtually at the same level of tyranny that's imposing their tyranny on you. We don't want Syria. We don't want 70,000 or 700,000 dead. We don't want a civil war in America. We don't want to see one-fourth of the male population right now in a civil war. Ever. Weekdays from 3 to 6 on News Talk 600. Tune in at home, at work, in your car, and online to the Valley's News Talk, AM 600 WSOM. Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. It's the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Okay, coughers, give me a C for cough.
Mucinex DM with two maximum strength medicines breaks up the mucus that causes coughs and quiets them. Mucinex DM in, mucus out.
I can't say we're slipping. I think we're already there. Good morning, everybody. This is Jeff in the Air Chair here on Tracy and Friends, here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, here to talk to you about what's on your mind and let you know what's on our mind as well. We're going to talk about a number of things. One of the things I'd like to try to get into is political theater. Political theater is what you see being played out in the press. And most of what you hear in the news is interconnected. Excuse me. I'm on the tail end of a cold here, and you have to sneeze every now and then. So we try to cover that up. Political theater is what you see. It's playing out right before your eyes, and you're seeing how the political people start adding up things. They're going to sabotage one another. They're going to savage one another so that one or the other is able to walk into the presidency, which is still right now the most powerful seat in the world. They'll do anything to get there. I believe, my opinion, and I believe, including murder. I want to know what you think about it. I want to know what you think about it. Anyway, so we're going to get going. As we look at the news today, we had another shooting over in Elkhart, Indiana. I don't like that because that's too close to where my daughter is. Guy goes into a grocery store and for right now, no apparent reason, blasts and kills two women before he himself is killed. I want to know what you think about that. I have a question, or I'm just saying moments. What if these people that are committing these heinous acts, especially when the kids are doing the shooting, what if they look at us legalizing the murder of unborn children, killing 1.2 million babies a year, and say, well, shoot, what does it matter if I kill a few people? This is what they've done. This is the standard of our society. So what? What does that matter to them? Could it be? Give me a call. Let me know. 1-347-945-5229. Also, 330-781-9600 here on the local dial. You're listening to Mornings with Tracy and Friends. I'm Jeff, and I'm looking for some other people to show up here today, so we'll see who shows up and sits in the seat across from me. But before that goes, we can still move ourselves. 334, you are in the air.
Why you call me 334? You know it's me.
I do.
Hey, it's funny you're talking about abortion because, you know, Arian Foster, that plays for the Houston Texans running back.
Okay.
He had problems this year. He's married, he's got kids and stuff, but got a 19-year-old girl pregnant.
Wow.
She's a college student. Anyway, he prompted her to get an abortion. She turned him down and said no. And now she's suing him not only for child support, she's suing him for emotional distress and harassment because he asked her to have the abortion. Now, I feel like our legal system is already bent towards women as it is, but women have a benefit. I mean, they do. They get away with murder. They want to. They can sleep with kids. A lot of women slept with kids. A lot of these school teachers and didn't go to jail? Is they just not starting to put a few up in jail? Because I saw a few cases, blonde hair, blue-eyed white women sleeping with kids. Nobody says anything. But anyway, I feel like that's something that, you know, as a professional athlete, a lot of these professional athletes get railroaded by these women. I mean, especially if, you know, you this guy just signed a $200 million contract for baseball for 7 years.
Yeah,
he's not worth that. He's not worth $215 million. I don't care what he does. He's not worth $30 million a year.
Oh, I got
not
you.
For baseball.
But he's the one that got with the 19-year-old chick, though. So, I mean, he asked for that, and I think that's a good lawsuit. I think it's a real good lawsuit.
Not harassment. He has the right to at least prompt her and ask her, hey, we have this situation. What do you think about it? I mean, people, these females are getting away with murder out here, man. I mean, I feel like the legal system, you got, like, the female that had the ring for the guy, Mario. Now, I ain't gonna lie, he's a simp for buying a $100,000 ring. She was actually wasn't going to get the ring. He had to take her to court to get the ring back. She spent $100-something million of his money, $100-something thousand, just on whatever. I bought her a car. I mean, these women get away with murder, and then if she gets pregnant, she's set. I mean, there's no repercussions for women if they act a fool. I mean, they do things crazy. I mean, you know.
You remember the thing, No Diggity? The song No Diggity. One of the lines in the song said, "You got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang to look your way." So look, he's playing ball. If he want to play with her, he got to pay for it. And I'm not with that. You know, right in certain cases. Now there's some people that's fooling people. You know, I'm on the pill, and then all of a sudden a baby turns up. You know. I've seen that happen too, but think about it, man. He out there playing free, you know, free and clear. He gonna make her a disposable? No. They got to pay. Local caller, I want to hear you.
Hi, Jeff. It's Dee. How are you?
Hey, Dee. How you doing, sweetie?
Real good. God bless you. I was thinking not only what you said is profound, you know, about the abortion being so commonplace and the children, you know, seeing this and hearing this. But the other thing is, what our parents allowed us to play. You know, your play is educational and instructional. And when we were playing house, we were playing doctor, we were playing teacher, we were playing, we played soldier, and the girls were nurses, and, you know, whatever we were playing.
Mm-hmm.
Did our parents ever let us play drug user or drug?
Oh, no.
Or pimp and prostitute or anything like that. They never let us play that kind of stuff, but what are they letting them play today? Today they have those video games, and it's all about racking up kills.
Yeah.
And you think, you know, did we not think that was going to have some kind of effect on them? These young kids, the little, 12-year-old boy took a sawed-off shotgun to school and I think he killed his teacher and he shot two of his classmates. We've got all these kids with these school shootings. So it's not only adults going into grocery stores and movie theaters and whatever with a rage and a desire that, if you cross me, I'm taking you out. We're also seeing our children with that kind of an attitude.
Sure.
And it's frightening. And the gentleman who called, I was thinking about Jimmy Connors wrote this book in which he told that he and Chris Everett, you know, they were the darling of, you know, all the tennis fans, but that they had a child conceived between them and that he encouraged her, I believe, to get an abortion, or someone encouraged her because it would be detrimental to their careers. And she was upset that he told that. You figure that was something personal between them, and when he wrote his book, he decided to put everything out there. So, I think for the sake of a career, I think a lot of men and women make some critical judgments that later in life are difficult for them to accept. It's difficult at the time, and then later, you know, come back to haunt them.
Yeah, very well could. 440, you're in the air.
Yeah, I have a real problem with that Arian Foster thing. You know, he's got a wife and kid. You're going to cheat on them, and then you get the girl pregnant, and so now you want her to kill the baby. That's real nice. That's what a guy. What a guy. That's just that. See, that's the problem that you got. That's the problem that we got. It's not disposable lives.
That,
you know,
that's what it
say,
is.
Oh, the girl is going to ruin his life. No, he ruined his own life because he decided to cheat. But no, one woman isn't enough. We got to do multiple. See, and this is where the problem is.
Yeah.
Let me interject something for a second. These guys, I have
to say, dude. Dad, you ain't got nothing to say because
we're not going to war, man. I have to go to war over this. I'm not trying to take off from immorality. So I'm not just saying. What I'm saying is, conversely, on her side, the girl that's 19, 20 years old, knowing she's sleeping, number one, she's sleeping with a married man. Number two, she having unprotected sex. She's old enough to know what's going to happen. Number two. Number three.
Everyone
the
faces
typo.
Challenges in their lives.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. I hear you,
the type of temptation that these guys have in this on this level. Like, look at Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens got, what, done there, 8-10 kids? Every year he got a contract, he dropping 2 and 3 kids. Why is that? Because these women targeted these guys. These women are getting away with murder. Now, I can understand you want child support for the child. He was irresponsible. He cheated. Everything he just said, I don't really have a problem with. I have a problem with women that aim and target these guys because they see this as a meal ticket. They're using that child
But they're playing for the meal ticket, Doc. I mean, it ain't like that they don't know they're in this, and they're being targeted. It ain't like that, not at all, is it?
But Jeff, I mean, you got to look at it, man. One thing women get, what I get from women a lot of times, they act like sex is just a chore. They enjoy sex just as much as men do. So women have really got the game twisted right here. Like I just feel like it's not fair. They want to scream all this feminist stuff. When it's time, but then when it's time for the, you know, when it's time for them to kick in, and you get treated just as fair as a man would. Now they're women and they need help. They're women
and
they need help.
I got you. We're gonna talk about it on the other side. We got some bills to pay. We'll be right back at Mornings with Tracy and Friends. Jeff and Ann Chair. We'll see you right back.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer.
Four, four, oh, you there?
WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back once again. Mornings with Tracy and Friends. And we're talking about a number of things. But we got on this thing earlier about the, you know, how maybe our callous attitude toward life in the abortion law is maybe shaping the mindset of our people. Whether it be, it doesn't matter, adults or youth, because we've had the bill since 1970 that it's been legal in America to have abortion. So that's saying to a lot of people that if a life inconveniences you, get rid of it. If a life inconveniences you, get rid of it. So now, if that's the case, just maybe, the reason why we're having all these shootings and people going berserk is they're getting fed up with things like this, and they're saying, well, what the hell? Does it matter? I can just get rid of these people because they're on my nerves. A guy goes into a movie theater. A guy is texting in the movie theater to find out about his kids. And then you have him pull out a gun and blow the guy away.
That
what
was a
sense
cop.
Does
that was a
make?
Cop, yeah. That was a cop that did that.
Yeah, evidently he was on the edge, but evidently he was so close to the edge, he thought it was okay to do what he did at that instant. Well, I'm just going
to
blow you up.
And choked that guy to death and put him in a coma, the homeless guy, they got
I'm
off
wondering.
Too.
Okay, but we got D and we got Alabama on the line. How's your new job going, Alabama? Or your new project?
Everything going good, man. I'm just trying to make it happen, man. I got some moves I'm about to make. I'm just trying to line everything up.
Well, we wish you well, man. You know, everybody that listens and all of that, because whatever our opinions are, we wish our people the best because we got the best people here on Tracy and Friends. So go ahead, man. I ain't with you on this, man. You know, you and I kind of agree on a lot of things, but I don't know if I can get with that one because I think if you pay to play, you know, you gotta pay to play. I mean, if you're playing, you need to pay to play.
Jeff,
you know,
let me get this. I've never really made this point, but I want to make this point right quick.
Yeah,
there's a lack of real manhood in our society because a lot of guys nowadays are, number one, they feel as though they have to pay women to get with them, number one. Number two, you got a lot of guys that are afraid to really, they don't want to hurt women's feelings. So I think when you have a lack of manhood, these guys that get in these financial situations feel as though they have to pay these women. And these women, I mean, anybody, any person, if you offer them an opportunity to be selfish, is going to be selfish. So yeah, a woman's going to say, yeah, well, I won't get with a guy unless he's this or that. Not if he's a real man. And what I mean by real man, I mean, I feel like a guy should, you know, you should try to get a woman based on your, you know, yourself, who you are as a person, more so than worrying about financially, you know, giving her some sort of, you know, copy or whatever to make her get with you. And I just think that that is what causes a lot of this. There's a culture that's been created because we have a lack of real manhood in our society. Now, I'm not saying I'm Superman, but I'm just saying. I mean, yeah, I have issues too. But I think we call it tricking in the South, where guys buy women. And I feel like that problem, because it shows that you don't have the confidence in yourself, and they're going to make a fool out. And it never really ends up, when you buy a woman, it never ends well. Never. Like, she don't respect you. Whereas I know women that guys would buy a woman, right? She'll go sleep with another guy that has nothing, doesn't even have a job making $8 an hour, but she'll go sleep with him. Meanwhile, she's making a fool out of the guy that's got all the money, because it's real manhood in our society. And manhood is being, somehow, if you're a real man, you're looked at as being stupid, or even in commercials nowadays, it's just gotten bad. But I just don't, that's what I'm saying. And I feel like this whole situation with Arian Foster, that shows his, because he used his money to get in this. Number one, I ain't going to say that, but
we can't dog
Arian Foster because, well, how we know the condom ain't break? What if he did take precaution? How we know she didn't puncture the condom? We don't know anything. All we know is she got a baby in her stomach, and he's a dirty dog. Okay.
He ain't no dirty dog, but he's a fool for playing the game. You know, I hate to say it like that, but that's what's going on with that. 626, what do you think?
Yeah, how you guys doing? I'm kind of unfamiliar with the specifics of Arian Foster, but, you know, I was responding to, you know, to the general of the conversation. And I think I think there's some serious inequality under the law in this situation, because you have what you have is, when a woman shows up to the government and she doesn't have money to take care of her kid, they give her money, they'll give her Section 8, they'll give her food stamps, they'll give her welfare, she takes money from the government. The guy goes to the government and says he doesn't have money to take care of the kid. He goes to jail. Now, how can you have a situation where the woman and the guy supposedly equal under the law, supposedly, but they both go in front of the government, in front of the judges.
Covino, man, you know about the prison industrial complex. You know that's about money, man. You know that. I mean, I'm sure you know that.
Of course, man. That's my point. Well, my point is unequal in front of the law. Let me say that is not just coincidence. There's a purpose to saying, well, we'll lock the dude up. We'll strip him of all his money and rights, and we'll just give it to the court system, and they'll give a little bit back to the woman. And 9 times out of 10, or 8 times out of 10, the victim of that situation is usually a person of color. Just saying.
Well, let's put this into a little bit tighter perspective here. Remember when Mr. Solutions was on way back last year, even maybe the year before, and he brought up the thing that if a woman has a baby that a man does not want to have, then maybe he doesn't necessarily have to automatically have to take care of that child because they didn't agree to have the child together.
I'm very familiar with his positions here.
I kind of agree with that a little bit. I mean, I'm not trying to be heinous, but I'm saying I don't know if he necessarily needs to be on paying child support if they agreed in the first place not to have kids together. And then, they weren't going to have any kids. And then all of a sudden she comes up pregnant. And, she knows she didn't do whatever to stop that pregnancy. Should that man have a right? Because right now the woman has all the rights. The woman can say, I'm going to have an abortion, and that man can't do a doggone thing about it.
But, Jeff, it goes back even before any of this occurs.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a woman is she looking for? I mean, what kind of man is she looking for? And what kind of woman is he looking for? And if you're going to be so casual in a relationship with somebody that you don't know that they're a person of value and integrity and they wouldn't do that to you, and that if a baby was conceived, it would be because it was unplanned,
mm-hmm.
then why are you with that person? See, I think it goes back further. I think this is...
Well...
So this is a permissive society where sex is desired and we can have it. You know, like no strings, no questions, and sex wasn't designed to be that way.
No, it wasn't.
It was designed to be a fruitful act.
But there are strings, and that's financial.
But you're going against everything that was planned for the sexual act from the beginning. It was planned to be a fruitful act. And it's highly unusual when fruit doesn't come from a sexual encounter. When you think about it, you've got to really take precautions. So if you're an intelligent person and you go into this, you better be prepared for everything that comes with it. Or you take some drastic measures. Now, if a career is important to a woman, she might say, I'm going to get my tubes tied because I want a career and I don't want children. Or, she's going to be very careful about taking the pill. So if a man says, I want my career and I don't want to be encumbered with children, he better take the necessary steps. And I know for a lot of men, they will think, wow, that's radical, but it's the way it is.
Like I said, I hear you and I agree with you. You got to pay to play. Go ahead, Stanley.
I'm sorry, I disagree with her completely. Because like Mr. Solution said, if the law was equal, men should have the same right as women. That basically said that if a man tells a woman, like a woman has the choice of saying, I want to bring a kid in this world, and she has the choice to destroy a man. And a man should have the same choice. You want to bring a kid in this world? Fine. You bring a kid on your own. I'm not supporting you. I'm not doing anything because I didn't want to be a father. And that's where the law needs to be changed.
You have to support the child either.
No. That has to be changed because Roe versus Wade gives too much power to women. I see too much women trying to destroy men, too much women basically saying they have to the pill and everything, and they don't. Too much women. You know what? If it was equal, women wouldn't be playing that game. If you would change the law tomorrow. No. That changed the whole game. That changed everything. Because if tomorrow, they would say...
What I'm saying is
hold on, Gavina.
You shouldn't support the child either. The bottom line is, I remember when I had my maternity leave, women were allowed 6 weeks off and they would hold the current position you had. If you took off longer than that, then you could get bumped to another position. So women had to make choices. The bottom line is, that's 6 weeks. That's your average it was your average maternity leave. Why do we feel we have to pay as government 18 years of child support? No, I think we should give a woman some help. I don't know how long that would be. Maybe that would be 6 months. And in 6 months' time, she better understand she's a mother and she has a child and she better get some kind of job. She can get some help with food. But bottom line, we're not paying her child support for 18 years.
747-69, come on.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning. Good. How are you? Same to you, love.
Was this person married that had this affair with this
yep.
girl?
Yep.
Well,
he was married to somebody else.
Okay. Well, I look at it like this. First of all, he should have learned a lesson from Magic Johnson. When you are a married man and you're out there playing around, there is such thing as overcoats. He should have been wearing one. If he wasn't wearing one, then he stands a risk of taking some kind of venereal disease or something or AIDS back to his family. So I feel like he was not responsible. You're out there. You know you're a target for women out there who wants to get rich off of you. If you don't protect yourself, then shame on him. He should have to pay the price. But
yeah, but how can you have that law saying if he doesn't protect himself? There's many men who do protect themselves. Condom is not 100%. The condom can slip. The condom can do things.
I bet you.
The condom can do many things.
I bet you in his case he wasn't wearing one.
How do you know?
He was. How do you know he was? First of all, he's a married man. He should have used all kind of protection if he had to put two overcoats on. He had a wife to go back to. He wasn't showing any respect for his family.
But I can say the same thing if the role were reversed. But I can say the same thing if the role was reversed. I can say the same thing. A woman is married to a man and a woman cheats and everything, but the difference is the woman has more choice.
We're not talking about that. We're talking
about this.
Talking
from a man's standpoint. I'm talking from a woman's standpoint. Not only should the girl be suing him for child support, but his wife should be suing him too.
How old are you?
And my husband was out there playing around, and he got pregnant. I would assume that he didn't care nothing about me because he wasn't protecting himself.
If Stanley's saying actually comes to fruition, our society would change, and what women will allow, what they allow themselves to lay down with will change.
We got to go to break right now.
Hello?
I think it would be a good thing
if we allow women, if we allow men the opportunity, because you got a lot of guys that just ain't real guys, that ain't you know what, and they going to get out there and say, no, I don't want to be a father. I'm gone. I'm out.
Yeah,
a lot of women will think. You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. If the law is getting...
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, sorry. Cut off.
No.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
If you want to push around, just get a vasectomy.
No,
but
no,
I'm
the law has to be able to
match. Just as much right to protect himself.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Pregnant is a
no, he doesn't. He does not. He does not. He does not have the same right as a woman. A woman could come to a man anytime. She could
just
come 12 years later.
Pants. Don't tell me he don't have
so
the
what?
Same right.
He has nothing to do with keeping in the pants. A woman gets pregnant, a man comes
she
to her.
He couldn't get pregnant if he kept it in his pants.
That has nothing to do with the thing. That has to do with
and
fairness.
And a woman
that has
is
to
nothing
do,
to a man but a plaything, so he got played. So,
no,
so
no,
why
I disagree
up,
with you. If you want equality,
you know
equality
like
comes equality, period.
The man
no, no,
going,
no.
He was a married man.
No,
no,
no, no.
Period.
No, that's
he
equality.
He made a vow, and he broke it, so he let him pay for his play.
Yeah,
that's
please let
I'm
him
saying.
Pay for this. Thing. Yeah, let him play for his place. If the please, please,
and
if the role was reversed, if the role was reversed, you wouldn't even say this. If the role was reversed, you wouldn't say this. If the role were reversed, you wouldn't say. You would be the first one of coming out and say we have women rights and things like that. But
no,
when man tells you,
let me tell you something. I am a woman up in age. I'm 81 years old.
Okay.
And I heard someone say something about when we were coming up, what we didn't do. Well, when I was coming up, when I was a teenager, it was during World War II. And there was just as much hanky-panky going on there. That's why we have these kids that are coming up that was done in the war years. There was a lot of playing around. But I came out of a family where my mother told me that if you play, you have to pay. She was pushed on getting education for us, so I wasn't going to let anything get in my way before I got my education. And once I got my education, I was able to take care of myself no matter what happened.
But it was the way I was raised,
and it has to do with the way kids are raised now. But that wasn't
but
why
Matt,
I talked
Matt,
to stuff. On the
Matt,
other side,
Matt.
I want to talk about something that was in the editorial in our paper yesterday. So I'll let them talk about that. I've said my say on that.
Ma'am, do you understand, ma'am, and all due respect, do you understand, ma'am, that basically there is a law, Roe versus Wade, that basically telling a woman that she has the right to decide wherever she wants to bring a kid in this world or not without the consent of a man.
You know,
period.
You all keep talking about
No. Wait. I want you to understand. There is a law that's saying that. That's the law. But ma'am, do you understand that? Do you understand that? If a woman gets pregnant, and a man tells her, I want you to keep the kid, the woman still has the choice to basically say, I don't want to be a mother, and I'll decide to have an abortion. And there's nothing the man can do.
But you know
that's
what?
The law.
That's the law.
No, that's the law, man. I want you to focus on that. That's the law. That's the law.
If you think it's unfair,
so
if you think it's unfair,
have
then
a baby
if the law
if she
changed.
Didn't want to.
Of course, that's what I want to do. That's
so
why.
I'm
that's
just
why.
That you
that,
keep talking
it is
about
unfair.
Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade had nothing to do with women who
yes,
had
it did because Roe versus Wade. Because Roe
that
versus
was
Wade
before the law came into effect.
No, but ma'am, the Roe versus Wade changed the whole thing because Roe versus Wade gave the birthright to the woman compared to the birthright to the man. That changed the whole game.
Most people don't even think about that. If they want to have a
yes,
baby,
they do. Trust me, they
baby.
Do.
If they don't
they
want
do.
To have
they
a
do.
Baby, if
they
there
do.
Was no law
they
out
do.
There, they
a lot
still
of women do.
It.
Trust me, a lot of women do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, y'all up to no good
they
out there.
Do.
That's why
they
y'all
do.
Up to
trust
here
me.
Arguing on the line.
She do.
Mornings with Tracy and French here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio down. M2 may have had the song out. And we're going to bring our callers back up because I want to hear what they have to say about this subject. And, you know, we have some casual attitudes toward sex, having babies, and all this good stuff out there. So I just want to see what everybody's thinking. Diva, you are up and you are in the air.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Diva.
I just want to say that for someone to say that they don't want to have kids, but yet they engage in casual sex, engage in sex, is lying to themselves. There is no way you can truly say to yourself, I don't want to have children, and still engage in sex, because 1 + 1 = 2.
Yes, it is.
Hold on, Stanley. Birth control
you tell
is
me,
not a
you
guarantee.
Tell me one, you tell me one. Give me one that can do it, homosexual couple, and tell me that they don't engage in sex, because that's all they're identified at is by their sexuality. And guess what? People want, this is what I'm going to tell you. People want gratification. They're not looking to have kids.
Listen,
I'm not looking to have kids.
Hold on, Stanley.
My girlfriend.
Stanley.
I'm not looking to have kids.
Now, I'm making a huge point with this. Go ahead, Diva. I'm going to let you finish. You got time. But go ahead.
The point that I was trying to make was that that's exactly what it is. It's about self-gratification. Homosexual people cannot naturally have a baby when they have sex. So that's not even on their radar. Heterosexual couples.
Oh, yes,
couples,
it is.
Not naturally.
You made a point.
About getting somebody pregnant, Jeff. That's not where I'm going. The fact of the matter is you have two heterosexual people who are in the moment looking for self-gratification, and they're playing Russian roulette. You can't sit here and say, I don't want kids, but yet you're engaging in something that will obviously create that outcome.
No,
sperm meets an egg, when a sperm enters into a woman's reproductive system, there is a very close chance that if she's at the right moment, that she is going to produce a baby. You have too many people playing Russian roulette because they like the gratification of the act. So you can't sit here and say, when she get pregnant, I didn't want kids.
But Diva,
I don't care if you use the condom.
Condom
can slip. Anything can happen. She's trying to trap you. Women out here. There's women out here, stories being told time and time again, that there are women out here who will trap a man into getting her pregnant. So why are you having casual sex with someone that you do not mean to make a mother? You do not want to spend the rest of your life with. You don't want to enter a relationship in.
Diva, you're not answering the biggest question. Why can't we have the same right as men and women? That's the biggest question.
Let me finish.
That's the biggest question, because women, you have no problem telling us that you're equal. You have no problem telling us you should get paid the same. You have no problem with this. But when men tells you we need to have the same rights as you, you come with all the stupidity of saying to us, you need to not sleep with a woman, this and that. Diva, it doesn't work this way. Because if I reverse the role and I tell you a woman's pregnant, you know she has a choice. A man doesn't. That's the problem.
A man does have a choice. He has a choice.
No, he doesn't. What choice does he have? What choice does he have when a woman is pregnant?
He has a choice to not play.
No, I'm not talking about that.
He does.
The woman's pregnant. The woman is Diva.
You gotta let her answer.
You ask me a question, and I want to answer. His choice, he has a choice in the matter. He just doesn't want to make the right choice because at the moment he just want to get his rocks off. That's his choice. His choice is, I don't know, I'm not going to sleep with this woman. What if she gets pregnant? He's not thinking anything. Man, she hot, man. I can get it.
Diva, I got a question for you, Diva. If that's the case, what does the girl want?
Exactly.
Jeff,
you're good too.
This is what I'm saying. This is a good discussion because wait a minute.
End up with the biggest consequence. That's what I'm saying.
There's no consequence for a woman. None. No consequence.
There's an 18-year consequence for the woman.
Yeah, if she decides to keep the kid. But if she doesn't keep the kid, there's no consequence for her.
But what we're saying is that the woman has all the power here, Because whether they agree to have a child or not, the man has to pay for it, and if he wants to keep it, he can't even keep it if she decides she's not going to.
You can't say that. You can't sit here and say I didn't agree to have a kid when you're having sex. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sure you can.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I'm the perfect example. I'm sleeping with. I'm sorry, Diva. I'm the perfect example.
Sure you want to have a kid? Get your tubes tight.
No, I don't want to have a kid with my
kid. Or don't have sex. I mean, the only question you.
Sorry, Diva. Sorry,
Diva.
Doesn't work that way. We're not.
Yeah,
we're not in the 1920s, Diva. That's not gonna happen. Okay, so get it over. That said, if a guy wants to get his rock, what do you think the woman wants to do?
Oh,
she wants to do
local
caller.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I want to say hi to Diva and Lady Air, and of course I heard you're on there too.
My auntie's on there, and I was getting ready to tell Stanley because he was kind of bowling over. She will handle you, man. She will break you up.
Well,
because my auntie. Don't play with nobody like that. She will straighten you out, and I'm glad to have her as my auntie.
Well, Jeff, what I have to say is that you were talking about the violence that took place in Indiana,
mm-hmm.
and then there was a violent act that took place. Where was it at?
Oh, I don't know. Someplace else. Don't matter. Yeah.
There was another violent act. Now, this guy was a 71-year-old man.
Whatever. Go ahead.
Boy, what would... see, that tells me right there, and it goes back to the scripture, where it tells us in Revelation 12:9, it says, woe to her in the sea, for this one comes down having great anger. In other words, we're living in the last days.
I don't think that guy was the devil that shot those people, even though he acted like it.
No, I'm not saying that, Steve, Jeff. I'm saying that it is an invisible spirit
mm-hmm.
behind causing the.
Okay, so what was the what was that spirit behind it that allowed men to go to a courtroom and legalize the casual killing of 1.2 million children a year?
And as a matter of fact, it also goes back to when I was coming up as a youth, when they took the prayer and Bible out of school.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. The one religious group that I always talk about, they may disagree with that because to them that's imposing someone else's belief on them. So they may not be for that. But I remember when the Bible and prayer was in school and people did have some morals back then and some standards. I mean, there were certain things, homosexuality and a lot of things were not out in the open.
So now, should a man be able to not have to pay child support if he didn't agree to get pregnant with the woman and a woman gets pregnant anyway?
Well, if it's proven that that's his child.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if a woman has a test and it's proven that that's his child,
mm-hmm.
yes, then he should be paying child support.
Okay, let me ask this question then.
I feel that would be fair and
just. Let me ask this question then.
Go ahead.
If a woman gets pregnant and wants to have an abortion, should the man be able to stop her and make her take that child 9 months and then take the child himself?
Jeff, you are so good. Jeff, I got to give you. You are so good now.
For most freedom, Jeff. So that's her.
What freedom? Jeff gave you a proposal that was against freedom. What freedom? What freedom?
Go ahead, Stanley. Go ahead, Stanley.
What freedom? He just told you. If a man tells a woman gets pregnant, like he said, and I'm repeating the question, and the woman gets pregnant, and the man is saying, I want you to keep the child. What is the right of the man? If we leave
I think that the law should be changed to now, since we're in the 21st century, that men should be able to make that claim. The woman should carry that child, give that child to the man, and then she should have to pay child support.
But wait a minute.
That was a doggone good idea to me. I like that.
Of course.
You know, me and Diva don't agree on very much. But I like that idea.
Oh, I agree on a lot of things that Diva said.
No, you just in love with Diva.
That's all that is. Too many women. I have to agree with Stanley. You have too many women out here spreading their legs trying to trap a man, or just spreading their legs and not taking responsibility. And then they want to have an abortion. You know what? If the man says, I want that baby, guess what? You paid, you played, now you got to pay the cost. You're going to have that kid, and then after you had a kid, he going to take the kid, and then you got to pay him child support.
That will never happen, Diva.
You'd be surprised what could happen.
Oh, God. I got to go. We're going to the top of the hour break. We're going to play a little bit of music before we get out of here. Mornings with Tracy and Fred.
What the? What is he playing?
I know.
This is what be getting y'all in trouble, you know.
I know you're in Columbus, but do you by any chance get Youngstown paper since you're from here?
No, ma'am.
There was two articles in the paper. I had to go to the doctor yesterday, and I had to take a couple of tests, so I was there for like 3 hours, and I happened to pick up the paper, and one of them was, why is China being aggressive? And it was talking about China wanting to expand the identification zone over the China Seas, and the United States was getting upset because they said that China is getting too aggressive. They want to be able to fly over the China Seas. I thought that when I read that, I said, why wouldn't China be that aggressive? The United States is running all over the world, putting air bases and taking over people's land, and yet China has all of these companies. First of all, I think every state in the United States has a Chinatown. China is buying up property in this country. China has everything we buy. If you go to Walmart or Kmart or somewhere, it's got in there made in China. So they feel like if they don't stop the United States will come over there and try to take over, so they're making a no-fly zone over there. I was thinking they were saying that China could not do anything to the United States because we have the greatest, you know, army or whatever to go over there. But with all of the different Chinatowns in this country, if China really wanted to do something to us, they import most of their stuff that they put in their restaurants and everything from their motherland. What would stop them from bringing in all sorts of armaments in this country? You're worrying about Iran having a nuclear bomb, and you got people here that you have let bought into this country and have a Chinatown in just about every state in this country. Who would be in a better position to take over this country than China? And it got so many Chinese people, killing all of them wouldn't be as easy as killing Iranians.
But the Chinese people come here whose mindset, and this is just me talking, their mindset is not like that of Iran and countries of that ilk.
But why do you say that? You know, when we were over there fighting in North Korea, China intervened over there. They were on the North Korean side. So what make you think they don't have the same mindset that Iran has?
Because Iran's goal is to wipe off – Iran essentially does everything it can because of who its number one arch enemy is, which is Israel. And our close ties to Israel is why Iran has a problem.
That's what the press tells you. That's what the press tells you. But I'm saying
what I'm saying is
China is beginning to rear her head. She's telling the United States that we're going to – enlarge the fly zone over the China Sea. And you can't come in because if you come in, we have the right to shoot you down. So they are beginning to be like a roaring lion. So what make you think that China don't have they've already bought half of this country out. Everything you buy, go to Kmart, buy anything. I don't care whether it's a shoe, whether it's a sheet, or whether it's a dress, or sweater, or whatever, and you pull the label out, it says made in China.
That's true.
And have you ever thought about the fact that Chinese don't have any, you know what, we always talk about politics and black people and white people and politics. But you got China here in this country, and they own a quarter of everything that's going on. They're getting money from it. But they don't have anybody in Congress. You know why? Because they know, but they have lobbyists down there that's lobbying the people in Congress. That's why they have such a open hand at bringing everything here. We buy everything from here. We send stuff over there to be made, come back cheap and bring it back here. So they don't need anybody in Congress because they got what counts. They got money. They know that money talks and BS walks. So they don't have to have a person down in our government to run this country. Their money is running it. So you have to think about things like that. When I read that, I was thinking about that, and it bothered me. And there was another thing that was in there, something about letting underage teens that call themselves, what is it, when you, let me get this out of here, because it was talking about underage teens that transgender, wanting to, in California, I think it is, they're trying to pass a law that transgender kids can go into the restrooms in the school with whatever gender they identify with, and they have the religious rights that are going against it because they don't want it. And I was thinking, to me, the most, since they got gay marriages, men can marry men and women can marry women, and nobody's saying anything about that. If you got transgender kids in school and they want to be identified, all the restrooms in there, why don't you just take a restroom and put transgender on it and a lock on the door? If you're a girl to think you're a boy, go in there and lock the door and go to the bathroom. If you're a boy to think you're a girl, go in there and lock the door and then come out and go to the bathroom. That would be a no-brainer for me.
Because by law, by federal law, they can't, because it would be considered discrimination.
But what I'm saying is they're going to make it a law that transgenders could go into a bathroom.
And we were talking about a number of things last hour. I don't know where everybody wants to go this hour, but I want to bring up this political theater situation here now. I want to deal with something that we don't usually understand as the regular people in America. See, I've been active in politics all my life since a child. My father raised me up through it, showed me how it works, showed me who the players were and why the players were, et cetera, et cetera. As a child, we were taught to read study and understand. All of us, my brother, my sister, and I, always understood things. Why? Because our father made sure he taught, father and mother, excuse me, made sure they taught us. Now, somebody were asking me about, you know, they were saying how great Wall Street was doing, so the president was doing such a great job. And not to disparage the president, I'm not doing that. I said, well, do you understand that Wall Street gave a huge amount of money to the president? So after they called me 10 types of liars and this, that, and the other, because they think that because I'm a conservative, I'm automatically a liar, and I'm all automatically rich, and if they didn't know who I was, they thought I was white. Because they say I'm for the white people because I'm a conservative, which is foolish, actually, because when black people only make up 50% of a population, how are you not for white people when you vote for the other side of the aisle? If I'm for white people voting for the side of the aisle that I vote for. It's about a vehicle to get from one place to the other, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about, the sided aisle. If you believe in the platform of the Democrats, then you're going to be a Democrat. If you believe in the platform of the Republican, then you're going to believe in the Republicans. Both of them take special interest money. Both of them rule for special interest. So let's leave the racialness out of this. And let's look at what's happening. This is what we call political theater going on out here. And it encompasses every aspect of the news that we're looking at. Because when you have the news, you have people lining up on either side of the ideological chain here. Education is in the news. Benghazi and the scandals are in the news. NSA surveillance is in the news. And who's going to be responsible for all of these things is in the news. Bridgegate is in the news. Do you think these are separate, or do you think they all tie in together? Well, I'm going to tell you, they all tie in together. Not one thing is not associated with the other. Wall Street, I just put up on my Facebook account to explain to the guys that always attack me on this, that both times out, Wall Street gave huge amounts of money to President Obama's campaigns. Huge amounts. So now I'll say it, well, Wall Street is doing great, but people are doing poorly in America by reason of we see that we have more people on welfare than ever before. We have more people on food stamps, assistance, this, that, and other than ever before. And they, of course, casually throw it off on Bush, who may or may not handle the event of 9/11 well, and the war that subsequently followed, the two wars that subsequently followed. I'm not going to say he did or didn't, but I'll say this. He had to manage that and keep the economy running, which was almost destroyed by 9/11, because nobody was spending any money. Nobody was going anywhere. They weren't getting on a plane to go nowhere unless they absolutely had to after 9/11. Sorry. Almost destroyed your economy. So we have this political theater now. And I'm going to take you straight to this. The Benghazi report comes up. We know that the president, Hillary Clinton, White House staff, had a meeting the night of Benghazi happening on Benghazi. But the president will not release that, who was in that meeting and what they discussed. So they can't make a definitive charge, but But they know that he knew about it, and they know now, as the report comes out yesterday from the Senate report, that not only was this avoidable and preventable, but the State Department was absolutely responsible for this, at the least. Now, the question is whether President Obama gave Hillary Clinton an order to not have anything to do with it or not. That's the question. So we're going to ask that question and see what's going on. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama faced each other off in the primary for president in 2008. Barack Obama became the victor of that. Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State. The Clintons want power and want to be back in power again. And I think that the Obama people don't want them back in power. We see from what the books say, this is where I tell you, you have to read in behind the lines. Secretary Gates writes about the attitude of the Obama White House in the midst of saying that he liked the way that Obama did some things. He both criticized and he also, gave flowery words to. He gave flowery words to Hillary Clinton, saying she was smart, witty, this, that, and other, funny, and, you know, and was engaged. Now, here this report comes back. It's pointing at Hillary's face, and Hillary's getting ready to run for president in 2016. Who did it? The closest challenger on our side of the aisle would have been a Chris Christie. Why, I don't know, but of course a lot of people like him, so therefore he's the thing. But you see that there, Benghazi got nothing in mainstream media coverage, but some doggone traffic lanes on a bridge get all day coverage on mainstream media. You don't hear nothing about Benghazi, Fast and Furious, which you have a problem with, when they purposely sent those weapons down that they're supposed to be tracking, and they took the tracking devices off of those weapons on purpose so they could create an international incident and cause there to have to be gun control in America, because that's where these people want to go, because they know that they can't make you do nothing if you own guns. And believe you me, they mean to take you over, because that's what the health care law is all about. It's not about giving you health care. It's about taking you over. This is all political theater, and they work out these things. I'm going to switch one more time, and then I know Stanley's probably having a fit by now. But think about this. Here it is. You have 60-something years of drilling, and you never had a spill in the Gulf. All of a sudden, when you got cap and trade legislation coming up, the company that gave the most money to Barack Obama becomes the first company in 67 or 70 years to have an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. That would be BP, ladies and gentlemen. They gave huge amounts of money to President Obama. Now, when cap and trade comes up, you know whatever oil company the government chooses to work with is going to be the one that has a monopoly on everything and makes the money. BP thought they were going to make that, and so therefore they're the first ones out there, and they mysteriously have a malfunction of a pressure computer that blows the rig and kills the four people that can absolutely tell you what happened. I told you, people will do anything for power. Cap and trade is political theater. It's their global warming political theater. It's there to rake in money. MIT scientists said just yesterday the global warming scientists are in a frenzy, and they are moving forward. MIT is the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, by the way. Anything that's done in our government is done through MIT because they're the foremost authority of technology in the world. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you want to challenge me on that. So I'm saying all of this is political theater. How it's going to play out, we're going to see, because somebody does not want Hillary Clinton to be president. That's for doggone sure. Because this Senate report just came straight out in her face. And she's not saying anything yet, because you better believe that Billy Boy and her and all of their aides are sitting back to see how to make their next chess move. Because that's what they do. That's what this is a huge game of chess. Political theater, as it were. And they got us sitting in the middle fighting each other, Republican, Democrat, while they all laugh all the way to the bank and to the throne room, because they're going to take over and they're going to make two classes of people, which is the what the progressives want.
The rich and poor.
The elite ruling class and everybody else. What do you think? Mornings with Tracy and Friends, WSOM 600 AM, live on your radio dial, Jeff in the air chair. Callers, you are online. Talk to me.
Jeff?
Yep.
Hold on.
Somebody started talking first. Go ahead.
Jeff, for what
yes,
time,
ma'am.
I halfway agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that they're up to having the rich and the poor. The one thing I don't agree with is I just got my insurance papers from Humana. You know, I retired from the state, and the state took Humana as our carrier for our insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And my deductibles has come down to half of what it was. My prescriptions, they told me that there was a certain amount of prescriptions that were involved, that if you got them, if you didn't use the generic kind, that the insurance was not going to pay for them. Not, praise God, none of those prescriptions that they are that they're going to make us pay for, I don't use them, so I don't have to pay for them. My prescription cost is down to $4 a prescription, no matter what it costs. So when they talk about Obamacare, and by me being on Medicare and on pension, I don't have to worry, because nobody that's on Medicare and pension, it don't affect them anyway.
Affect me.
So it don't affect us.
It affect me. Sweetheart, I'm sorry.
That's because you're not my age. When you
right.
get a, when you get 65 and over and you're on Medicare, it do not affect you. So I when you talk about Obamacare being, I'm glad it's there, because like I said, I went from paying $10 a prescription, now I'm down to $4. So I can't see all of these things that you all see, you know, that's wrong with Medicare, Obamacare. I'm glad it's there. The only thing I don't have that Obama gave is an Obama phone. I pay my own phone bill because I don't want anybody listening in on me. So I don't need his phone.
Well, Auntie, let me tell you what they did.
I'm glad of. But I agree with you that we're heading to that point where the 3% or the 7% of the Americans that own the wealth is going to get wealthier, and the other 90, whatever it is, they're going to be the poor in this country. And there's not going to be a middle class, because they're wiping that out. So I'm considered poor now. Before, I thought I was doing pretty good, because I was getting a pension from the state. I was getting, I didn't get Social Security from the state, but my husband died and left me Social Security. So I was able to pay all my bills and all. I thought I was doing great. But I see now that if it wasn't for Obamacare, I wouldn't be able to keep living in the style I'm living in. So I'm glad that there is Obamacare out there.
That's I don't think that
I disagree with you with.
I don't think that part has anything to do with Obamacare. I think that's just the Medicare system because they changed it, not necessarily Obamacare. However,
you know what? There is but there's over, like they said, 1 million people that have signed up, and they were expecting 10 million to sign up. But just think, there's 1 million people that's got insurance now that before Obamacare came out didn't have it.
It's not true.
And what do you mean not true?
That's not true. A lot of those people that have that had either Medicare or they had another type of plan.
No, these were
many of those people. They don't have they don't have 1 million new people. They have 1 million people that signed up, but they signed up for various reasons. The young people are not signing up that they need to have, and
because of the fear and the hype that the media has put out.
No, it's not no fear.
And those are the ones the media hype that put out is the ones that don't want them there, because they want them to continue to be on the lower end of the totem pole. The rich people, if they get rid of Obamacare, then the pharmacies and all of those people can go doing what they did. Even like when they had medicine, you could get teeth from Canada. They put a boycott on that. You couldn't go to Canada to get the medicines and all. So they were putting up a price on there, and if they get rid of Obamacare, where I was paying $20, I'll probably end up paying $50.
Well, let me say it
down,
like this.
It'll go up. Like you say, the rich is going to get richer, and they have lobbyists there to lobby. You know, the one part that I listen to when I hear us as black people talk about politics and what we should do and how we should vote, we put politics before we put economics. We should get economic base. And if we did, we could be like China. We wouldn't need to worry about voting because we could hire lobbyists to go in there and lobby for what we want. Without economics, I don't care what party you belong to, ain't neither one of them going to do nothing for you because you don't have the money to buy it.
That's true.
And I'm going to hang up and listen to you.
Thank you, Auntie, and I appreciate it. I'll call you later. Unlisted caller, you'll be next after Diva.
Oh, I just want to say, like I said, when you brought the Senate report up on your page, the one thing that everyone is agreeing on is that it seems that Benghazi, yes, could have been avoided. And it could have been avoided if there was more security at the time that it happened. But I have a question for you, because none of your friends seem to want to answer the question that I asked. Okay, because according to the Senate report, according to what you guys are saying in certain articles that are out there, Stevens asked for more security in the summer of 2012, sometime in 2012, okay? But according to the Senate report, General Hamm said that there was an extra security team that was in place in Benghazi, and at the end of that term, end of that security team's term, Stevens did not, he let him go. He didn't request.
What month was that? What month was that?
That was August of 2012 when he did that.
Okay.
So if he wanted more security, why did he let the extra security detail that he already had, which was a special force security team, why did he let them go?
I can't tell you that reason, because it doesn't make sense for him to continue to ask for more and then not use the one that he had. Because he continued even up until a couple days before the attack, because they knew the attack was coming. So that doesn't make sense to me either, so I can't answer the question. I'll just be honest. But that's what happened if that's what the Senate report says. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter. Hillary Clinton knew that this thing was going to be attacked because they attacked them 2 months before that, blew a hole in the wall of the doggone place, and then they're going to go and not fortify that place or pull a man. They could have pulled him out of there.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you another question.
Mm-hmm.
So you know something could possibly happen, but you don't know for sure that it's going to happen. You take a risk of action or non-action. Am I correct?
Because you just toppled the leader of that particular country, and you knew that they had a bunch of malcontents around still, you err on the side of caution. You don't err on the side of, well, we're going to look better here because they love us now because we toppled Gaddafi. Well, that's not true. And they know it's not true, and that's what they try to make this, put a face on this. Once again, ruling by political theater. And this is political theater. They wanted to look as though the United States was loved now and accepted, and they were doing good things in the world, so now these people are going to love us, just like Bush's man said, they're going to love us in Iraq when we come in there and liberate them. Well, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. That was a miscalculation. But at least we had the forces to deal with it.
Yeah, even that messing with some boys.
I can give you that. I also want to ask one more question, a follow-up question.
That messing with some boys, that's what he was doing.
Who is this talking?
Hello.
Baton Rouge.
Hello.
Hold on, Baton Rouge, please. Hold on. Go ahead, Diva, and then Baton Rouge would be next.
When you say conspiracy and that there is something more, are you trying to say that they masterminded this whole thing, or they just purposely sat on the sidelines and let it unfold?
No, I'm saying that they so botched it because they're inept, first of all. That
okay.
I don't have the confidence in this administration whatsoever, because I've seen them botch too many things and then cover it up, but like Fast and Furious, they did on purpose.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Okay. So
they
you're
did
saying
that,
that
they did that.
Administration is so inept that they just botched this whole thing. That's your problem. That this whole thing could have been handled better.
Well, not only could have been handled better, but they purposely tried to have a good face put on this thing, because they're up there saying that, you know, we're better. Do you remember the whole thing? We have Al Qaeda on the run.
Yeah.
That's what this was. That's what they called themselves.
I can give you that.
Don't give him nothing.
Will you hold on, Baton Rouge?
My name is Babe. I'm not Baton.
I'm done.
Okay, Babe. All right, go ahead. Now you may speak, ma'am.
Oh, I can speak now. Now we talk about Benghazi.
We, ma'am, was that?
You and the Republican Party, and I don't belong to nobody's party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not banned to nobody's party because they all are the same color. And then we talk about Benghazi. We don't talk about 9/11, which was a whole lot of people killed. But we want to get the Fox News pass around memos and talk about Benghazi for 5 years or ever how long it happened. Now, we don't know what that man was over there doing. And really, and when it comes to us, and it's not going to get nobody no job, it's not going to get nobody no medical benefits, it ain't going to get nobody nothing but a conversation that Asa sent up there having, which he's a crook himself. So how you going to...
That's true.
And to have a hearing. All we want to have is hearings on everything except what we need to have a hearing on. And we want to have a hearing. Let's really have a hearing on 9/11 for real.
Okay. We did.
And all of those
we
things. What'd you say? No, we didn't.
We did.
You don't have your hearing and they came out with whatever they came out with. Let it die. Find something else. Like you're talking about Fast
well,
and Furious. One time about
Fast and Furious is not dead. No, Fast
they
and Furious is
crime.
Wide open.
They keep creating crime, something that they ain't even focusing on. They need to focus on what we sent them there for. We didn't send them to talk about no Fast and Furious and all this mess that we see every day, that they can be having their butt sitting on their job every day. For every day that they're not there, they shouldn't be paid.
You got a brother?
Yes, I have a brother.
Okay, if somebody put your brother down on their border to guard the border, and then the government, listen to me, the scenario. And the government sits up there and they put a program together where they're going to try to find the drug dealer guys, by sending these guns in that have tracking devices. But because they believe that nobody in America should have guns, you know, like this, and they want to create an incident, they take
and
the tracking device. I gotta finish, sweetie.
Okay.
They take the tracking devices off of those things so that those guns can show up in different places no matter what, and so they can say these gun makers are doing this, and so we're going to shut down guns in America, and they get your brother killed. Are you going to be happy with that?
No, they have already got my brother killed by when they put the guns into America in the black community with what you call the Arlenov incident.
With
they
the drugs.
Iran-Contra mess. You didn't
complain
about that. So why
yes,
are we
I
talking
did.
About fast and serious?
Wait, well, sweetheart, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, you ain't going to do that to me.
Yes, I am.
No, we talked, we talked about that here. Not only that, we've had Freeway Rick on here twice.
Yeah,
talking about
–
okay, so what I'm telling you, don't say we don't deal with that. We deal with it all. This is not a one-sided – okay. This is not a one-sided show, sweetie.
You want to talk about Fast and Furious and all of that? Why don't they just have a hearing on all of the everything that's going to happen?
What are we trying to do?
Not the year 2009. Let's go on back until when they first started bringing weapons into this country. That was the same thing that was done over here.
Well, people went to jail for that.
So why do we need to get mad about it? Nobody went to jail for it.
Yes, they did.
Is still walking around writing books.
Well, I agree, he should. I think he should have got jail time. Even though he was just following orders. Go ahead, South Carolina.
So everybody else not following orders.
No, you're right. You're absolutely correct.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
When are we gonna stop talking about what happened 20 years ago when they brought this stuff in and start talking about personal responsibility? You know, even I don't care if they drop $10 million worth of crack into the neighborhood. It's the person's responsibility. If they use it, then they're responsible for it. If a person picks up a gun and decides they want to shoot somebody, it's their decision, it's their personal responsibility, they should have to pay for it. Don't blame somebody else for putting it there. When you choose to pick it up and use it, that's your fault, and that's your responsibility, and it's nobody else's, period. Let's talk about
that is a truth as well, but I'm sort of in between on both of them because you took advantage of a people that you know have been kept in a certain condition in America. And the inner cities of America, this is what gets me so upset. I watch who runs the inner cities of America. Okay, and the Democrat Party runs them, period.
No, they don't. No,
yes,
they
do. Okay,
no,
then
they
tell
don't.
Me
they
how
don't.
You got every – okay, sis.
Both parties
okay.
run it. That's who
May,
run it, both of them.
May, no, they don't.
Yes,
no, they don't.
Do so.
Okay, you tell me one city here – okay, now you in your state, you have a mixture of Republican-Democrat all throughout it. In our inner cities here in Ohio – they're industrialized so much, you don't have a single Republican running anything, okay? They're not running these inner cities. And you don't have them in New York running anything. And you don't have them in L.A. running anything. And you don't have them in Chicago and Detroit running a doggone thing.
You do,
and
so.
And the people that look the same are the same ones that are on the bottom every single time you vote. Now, you tell me who's keeping us poor.
Who's keeping us poor?
Yeah.
You really want to know who's keeping us poor?
Yeah, because you're the number one poor. You're the number
one
minority in America.
Let me tell you, the one that gerrymandered you and put you in districts that you don't want to be in, and the one that's got the districts that's full of
both sides
taking yours and making you not have anything until when they go back to the inner cities and everything flows just like gold. Those are the ones that's doing it. It's both parties.
You out of New Orleans, right?
I'm in Ohio.
I said no. Okay, I'm sorry. So I thought you were my girl from you from Dayton. Okay, you Dayton.
That's right.
Okay,
don't
Dayton is run by Democrats, even though you
that's
have
right.
a few
no,
Republicans down there.
Dayton has a Republican governor.
I'm in Ohio, sweetie. I know we got a Republican governor, but that has nothing to do
and
with
you
your inner city.
A Republican governor, and that's who's running the inner city, just like Michigan.
No, he isn't. No, he isn't.
I must say, I have to say.
You go inside
I have to say,
and you come outside. Can I say?
Hold on, Diva. Let her finish.
Michigan supposedly ran by the mayor. It's not ran by the mayor. It's ran by the governor of Michigan.
You just got a Republican governor up there.
What'd you say?
Dayton, you just got a Republican governor up there.
He
ain't been in there.
One.
Well, you
like
got one now, but
you,
but and guess what? That's who changed the dynamic to where they're getting them out of debt now.
When you see your congressman and your senator can change from one party to another one, Ronald Reagan was a Democrat before he was a Republican. So he changed over, and then you go look at some of the ones that change over, you know, like switch from Democrat to Republican or Republican Democrat. So why are they not working together doing the same thing? Explain that one.
Explain it real easy, because they don't agree in ideology. The ideals are different, and the way they want to run things are different. Democrats buy votes by programs, and they waste money just to stay in power. Republicans don't want to do that, and so they fight that.
Well, why was America broke? Why is America almost broke?
Because the Democrat policies have destroyed it. No, it didn't. It's been going on since you had.
And it was on by both parties.
Oh God, I can't even do it. You can't arrest me like this. I'm gonna bring the guy up. No, you don't got to make me think, sweetie. I know. It's not a think thing for me.
I don't belong to no party. I don't belong to party.
Here's the thing. I don't adhere to parties. I adhere to what I believe.
I would have to ask all my fellow African Americans, my fellow inner cityans, my fellow Democrats. I lived in an inner city all my life. Grew up in an inner city. One of the worst inner cities in Ohio. Now I live in the suburbs. I live in a rural district. So somebody needs to explain to me, why is the living situations different? Why, when I lived in the inner city under Democratic leadership, it was so much worse? You couldn't find a job. The economy was so much worse. Now I'm living in a suburban rural district that is Republican. And I'm not saying I'll be a Republican by any means, but it causes me to think, why am I doing so much better? Why is the city I live in now so much different than the city I grew up in and have so much love for?
Karma's direct the mind into where they want it to go. Has nothing to do with no Democrat nor no Republicans, because they both sit on the board. And it's all the
board
that's around
you. No, the inner city gets more money. The inner city gets more money from the government than the suburb rural areas in Ohio, and where I'm at. We hardly get any government money. For any extracurricular activities, most of that comes from the taxpayers. And yes, the property taxes here are a lot higher. But even still, even if the property taxes were a lot higher, the more money Youngstown got, it never improved. At least I didn't see it from all my life.
It just seemed like it never improved.
So why is that?
The money. That's why Ohio is upset now about the money that's supposed to be going to the school system and everything else. And the government that's running it now took it over and using it for other things and not for the purpose that the tax money is going in. That's why
who's doing that? Because that's not a charge.
Been good. Whether it was local or
no, that's not true.
The state took over.
The Republicans are not, wait a minute. The Republicans are not doing that. Your local school board is doing that because
funds that's supposed to go to the school system. They're taking the funds and putting it somewhere else.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. So.
Oh God! Well, you're just saying that.
Did you
okay,
go to the board
but
meetings and stuff to know what's going on?
Yes, I do. Well, I do understand. You don't know who I am, and so I understand. But the thing is,
the stimulus money that they take and they put where they want to put it.
Leadership? They are the ones who are getting that money, and they are the ones who are misappropriating the funds. So you can't really say, because the responsibility of the state is they get the money from the federal government, it funnels to the state government, and then the state government funnels it down to the local governments.
They are in charge
of those funds going where they need to go. Now, in the Youngstown School District, it was never good as long as I've been in that school district, and we've always had a majority Democrat sitting on the school board. So
the school board is not the one that's funding that the money. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, sweetheart, but the school system... Well, listen, you're just talking and you're not saying anything that's true.
It's the stimulus money. When the stimulus money was given out, it was not spent on the purpose that it was supposed to when it went to the state. See, because if the states took care of themselves, the government
Guess what, sis? I'm going to give you one before we go to break here because I can't let you just do this. President Obama had a directive on Race to the Top funds, and he was going to give Youngstown schools some $500,000, even $1 million, I can't remember what it was. Do you know that the local union shut it down, said that they were not going to abide by that program? Those aren't Republicans, those are Democrats.
All you know who got that money, Jeff? The school district I'm in now got that money.
I got to go. We'll be right back.
So then we got that grant. The red district that I'm in now, we got that grant. We got $750 million from Race to the Top. Why couldn't Youngstown City School District do the same? And that's a very blue Democratic city. Very blue. Why can't the inner city, the areas that are run by Democrats, why can't they get themselves together? That's all I want, y'all.
That's the one thing I can't understand, Anita. I mean, it's got me scratching my head. You know, I was talking to somebody this morning about that. If you put it out there for the people, and you know, and they don't do anything with it or refuse it, there's nothing you can do.
But
there's
yes,
not a single
you
thing
at,
you can do.
But if you look at New Jersey, it's a blue state, but you got a Republican governor. So it don't matter about blue states or red states, because you got a Republican governor in the mix of a blue state, as they call it. So that don't confuse me. That's why I say I don't.
But New Jersey's been blue for a long time. New Jersey's been blue for a long time, so it's been a mess for a long time. Governor Chris Christie, I don't know much about him.
It's
not going to take – he cannot go in there and turn decades around in just 4, 5, 6 years. It's not going to happen that way.
He's in trouble because he done created a mess for New Jersey by itself.
New Jersey been a mess before he got in there.
That's what I'm – just like America was a mess before what we see now.
Okay, but the fact still remains. I can't
but
speak for
how nothing to do with
I'm not a Republican.
Okay,
I can't speak for Republicans. I want to know why my fellow Democratic leadership can't get it together.
Ooh, I don't know why
I'm
your
sitting here looking.
I don't know why
at,
your Democratic leadership can't get it together, or your Republican leadership can't get it together. I don't know why neither one of them can't get it together. That's why
I'm
Mary
not a
Maryland
Republican, so I can care less about them.
What I'm saying,
but I
want to
know why my Democratic leadership can't get it together.
Well, you have to go down to the board meeting and see.
And yet we have people still carrying the water. We have people still carrying the water. We have still people still defending them, and yet not holding them accountable.
And did you
when
know
somebody
that the
asks,
suburbs,
can't y'all get it together?
Live,
it's always well.
The
Republicans can't get it together either. Or
the
Republicans
live off money from the inner
is that
the suburbs live off their money too?
I can't speak for Republicans. I can care less about what Republicans are doing, what they can't do, what they're not doing. What I'm saying is, why can't my fellow Democrat, my Democratic leadership get it together to make our communities better? That's what they say they're going to do. And you're telling them they've been saying that since I've been a little, since before I was born. And they haven't, and it hasn't happened. Youngstown has consistently gone down. Why?
So have Detroit. Because you have thieves taking the money from both parties. That's why it's like that.
Okay, here's the thing. Youngstown doesn't really have any Republican leadership. There's no Republican leadership in Youngstown. That's what we're trying to tell you. Where we're from, there is no Republican leadership. Republicans get shut down time and time again.
There is no city that don't have both. You got both. You got Republicans and Democrats.
They're not in power in Youngstown. That's what we're saying.
Okay,
all of our leadership is Democrat in the city of Youngstown. So this, both taking parties, you know what Republicans do what they do. I'm not part of that party, so I can't really hold them accountable. I'm trying to get Democrats to hold the Democrat leadership responsible, because this is what they're starting to do. And I'm glad my eyes have finally been open, because now they're just throwing out little nuggets to us to get us to vote for them, but then they don't hold to their promises. I'm looking at Youngstown literally dying. Literally dying now. That city is going to be a ghost town soon if they don't do something about it. And then they keep saying, oh, we can't do nothing about it. But then election time comes, vote for me and I'll make it better for you. And then after election is done and over with,
Oh, we can't do nothing about it.
Whose district are you in out in the suburbs?
I'm sorry?
Whose district are you out in the suburbs, as you say?
I'm on the suburbs now, but I'm talking about when I was in Youngstown. I'm sorry?
Who's running where you are now?
Why does that matter?
Because you're not even in Youngstown anymore.
It doesn't matter. That's my birth city, and I'm a fellow. I'm still a Democrat. I'm not a Republican because I live in the suburbs. Doesn't matter. I still have the right to hold Democrats responsible for them not keeping their promises.
Let me tell you something. The same thing you're complaining about Youngstown is happening in another city with Republicans.
Lord have mercy.
The same thing you are. That's what I'm saying.
And we're stepping up to the top of the hour here on WSOM 600 AM, 12 minutes to the hour of 11 AM Eastern Standard Time here on iHeartRadio WSOM 600 AM and on WSOM 600 AM Terrestrial Radio here in Youngstown, Ohio area, Salem. And we're talking to you on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends and at TracyandFriends.com. We got you all covered all over the world. So give us a call here at 1-347-945-5229. Talk to us about what's on your mind and what you see going on in public and vice versa. Jeff in the air chair here, and we just trying to see what you are saying. And our callers were in a battle about who runs the inner cities of America and who's making hay while the sun shines, and taking advantage of the people in the inner cities because they can't go anywhere. And, you know, it's very hard for them to break out of a shell. So they've created a culture of inner cityness. And in that inner cityness, you vote Democrat because you think that they're going to make sure you have jobs.
And you vote
even
though, for what reason? Don't leave them out.
I didn't say to vote Republican, but here's the thing I say. Make each side buy your vote. Okay? Now, you're fastly becoming inconsequential as a race because you're the least minority and you're the poorest.
Not necessarily. Who said so?
No. It's not necessarily. Those are statistics. You're
okay,
the poorest minority in America.
You're the poorest minority in America because people say so. And also, we're second in line compared to what?
Because if you go to
Appalachia, you got poor people all over the place over there.
That's not what we're saying.
Because less. You're a smaller part of the population thanks to 400,000 black babies being murdered.
You're not going to do that, Dayton. You're going to let people talk. We're talking here. So we're going back and forth. He's telling you a fact, and you're cutting right across him. That's not going to happen. Go ahead. Not so blind.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. And
Good morning.
Dayton, yes, according to the census of 2010, black folks are only 11% or so of the population. The Hispanics have gone to 13%. They're no longer the small minority. At one time, at the last one, 10 years ago in 2000, they were like only 8% of the population.
Right.
Now they're 13%. Asians are number one. Yeah, and with the black community, you know, one-third, it's horrendous, like 400,000-plus abortions a year in the black community, and that has been holding down the growth in the black community under, and look where they locate all the abortion clinics, very close
right
to
in
black the black community.
Right in the black community.
And black
and who
folks
fights for abortion all the time?
Economically speaking, but they're the small minority, so now your vote becoming less and less significant.
Now, can I speak as a black?
Yes,
as
you
a black,
can.
Okay, white Caucasians are not having babies like they used to, so that's putting them third in line. Hispanics
no,
used
not,
to be to 19. Now, let me finish this line. Hispanics used to be considered Caucasians in 1976, which they're not anymore. They're considered Hispanic. Hispanics is on top, blacks come in second, and Caucasians are coming third because they're not producing babies anymore.
You're incorrect.
And you're over here talking about the abortions and all of this stuff. I don't know where those statistics came from either because I don't believe those either.
Because
the world is Planned Parenthood and the documents they file with the government to get their federal grant money.
Go
read your go read your own documents from your own.
No problem. See, you find people want to point to what the black people are 13, but we don't know if we 15 or 13, because you said 15 and he's saying 13.
It doesn't matter. You're the last.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Go look at the census report of 2010, the federal census.
No, I'm not talking about 2000. I'm talking about 2012 census. Read the census.
There is no census in 2012.
There's only a 10.
Census only once every 10 years on the decade.
I can't do that. Go ahead, man.
Yeah,
I have to hold her up because that's just
this is craziness. This lady
yeah.
is obviously low on lithium or something today.
That's okay. Don't insult her.
I know, but this is nonsense. You try to educate her. She knows what she knows because she knows it, but there's nothing to back it up. And then you're trying to tell her where sources are we can go.
Right.
You know, between people who are physically lazy and people who are mentally lazy, man, we don't stand a chance in this country anymore. But the worst laziness is mentally lazy. When somebody tries to tell you where you can go look for yourself, and all you want to do is argue, are you afraid of the truth, ma'am? From are you afraid of actually going somewhere and seeing the information that's contrary to your preformed belief system? Are you that threatened by knowledge?
I think it's more so that when your eyes start to open, because I'm going to tell you, my experience as a Democrat, when my eyes start opening, mm-hmm. it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to face that heartbreak, and nobody wants to face that truth of what's really going on with their own party, with a party that they love. She says she doesn't belong to any party, but I kind of am iffy about that, just like I'm iffy about Jeff when he say the same thing, because when you go hard for one side more so than the other, it lets me know that you are aligned with that party. You just don't want to admit it.
Yes,
what is
nonsense, Diva. This nonsense she has about the governor is taking the money. Governors run the state. They don't run the local government. If your local city sucks, just like you said back over in Youngstown, it's the fault of who's running the city. Federal money goes to the states under a doctrine called formula grants. A formula grant is money from the government issued by a percentage based upon your population or the need for your population, and they hand it to the state government and say, you create the program, the rules. When a city doesn't get money, like Jeff was pointing out, it's because the city didn't apply for it, or they wouldn't take it.
They wouldn't take it.
If the government, the federal government recognizes that the locales know what their needs are, and they are called formula grants. And the formula means that you come up with, check these three boxes off, you get the money. And every city in America would apply, could qualify, but you've got cities that are so corrupt because you've got special interests in the city. You've got parties that try to make other parties look bad. You've got unions that want to make anybody who's non-union look bad. And so who gets hurt? The electorate, Diva, like you say. And then they come to you at the election and say, vote for me, I'll fix this problem. And when you put them in, you're right, Diva, they don't fix the problem. But the states that are the states right now in the country that are running huge deficits have had years of Democratic administrations. And the states right now that are doing well population of employment-wise and balancing their own budget are red states. You'd have to go some to find a democratically run state. Look at Detroit, 50 years of democratic rule. It's in the toilet.
Hey, Jeff. Listen to this. I've got a list here. And top of the list is Detroit, Michigan, the poverty level. And the population benchmark is 250,000. Number one is Detroit. Second is Buffalo, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Miami, St. Louis, El Paso, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and Newark. The highest percentage of the population below the poverty level is 32.5% is Detroit, and Newark is number 10 with 24.2. Detroit has not had an a Republican in office since 1961, Buffalo since 1954, Cincinnati since 84, Cleveland since 89, Miami has never had a Republican mayor, St. Louis since 1949, El Paso, Texas has never had a Republican mayor, Milwaukee, Wisconsin has not had a Republican mayor since 1908, Philadelphia since 1952, and Newark, New Jersey has been democratically controlled since 1907. So,
look up Youngstown.
We've had two in the past 75 years. You have two Republicans.
I've never seen a Republican while I lived in Youngstown in leadership.
You were probably too young. Jack Hunter, my father was his prosecutor, so I'm telling you.
I wasn't even born then.
Doesn't say it, like I said. Well, Jack Hunter was mayor. And we had before that, I can't think of whether it's Chrisen or somebody else back in the 50s or something like that. You can get a Republican mayor in Youngstown. Even now, I think you could if you had the right guy. but you know, because you have to just do it a certain way. But they've made it so crazy that, you know, as far as how one side hates the other, and especially from the left to the right. The left has a hate campaign against the right. It's a hatred campaign. It's not I disagree with your policies vehemently. It's I hate you policy. And that's why you see them attack me like they do on Facebook, Diva. You see it. And anybody else that does, they attack me with all the vitriol that they can. I don't care, okay, because I serve God. I don't serve a Democrat nor Republican. You know, I'm a believer, and so I service the God that I worship and believe in. But I'm not for this craziness because people don't want to recognize who's doing what they're doing.
And I'm sure that there are some areas, Republican-controlled areas, that are doing all that great. But like I was explaining to her, I can't. It's not for me to look at them and try to hold them accountable. I don't vote for them. I can only hold the people that I vote for accountable. And I wish that everybody would wake up, and like I was telling you yesterday, that they're just throwing us little nuggets to get us to vote for them till one day we're not going to matter at all. And that's
you
what
say nuggets, I say crumbs, and we're about to go to our top of the hour break. And I don't want to pull anybody else up. I'm going to release that line, and so everybody can talk, and you guys can talk during the break. And I will see you back on the other side of the top of the hour news. Afternoons has now changed to mornings with Tracy and friends. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news.
Yes,
I wish I could
yes.
do my Barry White impersonation for you. I hear you're looking hot on your Facebook. So.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all gonna quit talking about the dress. Oh, my gosh.
I hear you're looking good.
Hey,
thank you.
That doesn't sound conservative the way you're talking about somebody's dress and stuff. That doesn't sound conservative.
No,
that's not the way conservative
Diva.
People are supposed to be.
Yes, South Carolina.
Diva, listen. I told Mike about the dress and about the picture, and I said it was very nice. But I did tell him that you're filling out a little bit.
I told you I'll put on weight. I'm trying to
but
get it
off. But
it
looks good on you. You're carrying it well. It's all in the right places.
I'm
glad
that,
you can see that, Mike.
Well,
the medicine is doing that to you?
No.
Y'all
don't leave me alone.
Do you have a fiance or something, or boyfriend?
No, I'm single.
Oh, okay.
No, they
tease me like this all the time.
Yeah,
I know that's
I'm
way
married.
That's way perverse do.
I'm
men
married.
Do that women.
Mike,
it's a thing that's called it's a name for people like that.
I don't mind it teasing.
Listen.
We're all I've known
listen.
These well not so blind Mike, but I've known South Carolina for what, South 3.5 years now?
3.5 years. Listen,
but that's nice.
I am married. I'm happily married. And Mike
so
is married.
I.
Well, Mike's been married so long, longer than I have. And,
I
and my wife does not
I'm
have
harmful.
A problem.
Oh, you would sit down in front of your wife and say
paying.
That?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has no problem with me paying a woman a compliment. Period.
I don't have a problem with my husband doing it either. I'm looking either.
Okay.
But
because there's something wrong with you if you don't. And he don't have no problem with me looking.
To insinuate that we're, you know, we're a little bit of a, we're predators, which I kind of heard that tone. You know, I mean,
she's
I would think there's something
she's
wrong.
This, you just could have gave her a compliment and let it alone.
Yeah.
Listen,
well,
this is somebody that I
disagree
with.
That's not
with
time
I would,
to time
would,
time
I would, I would, I would never tell somebody that I didn't know I would make a comment like that. But this is somebody that I've known and I have a relationship with them, and I'm pretty sure she saw my picture on Facebook and she said, "That was South Cack. You like you putting on a little weight there." And she tells me, now, why is it okay? Why is it okay for a man or a woman to say that to a man, but it's not okay and it's sexist if a man says that to a woman?
No, it's not.
I'm a man. I'm going to tell it.
Unless
you
personally sit
but we
in
know
front
each
talking,
other
not
here.
Having a personal conversation with other people on the line.
But
no.
We know each other here, and we
well,
have fun.
Nice.
This is part
you
of our
know
chat room.
Before it's over.
We're good friends.
As long as you let me talk. But if
yeah,
I can't
well,
talk, you can't
said
get
your
to know
piece. Now let me explain my relationship with Diva, please. That's I disagree with her politically, but I also like her as a person. And she's had
so
some hard struggles.
You won't like me sometime, and you won't like me.
You're a newcomer here. You're a newcomer here. You don't understand.
How you know I'm new?
We
I've just been
get...
listening. I just haven't gave my opinion.
Yeah, I understand that. You gave your opinion, and you can do that. But you also understand that some of the conversations you were accusing Jeff of not having,
not
here, they've had. The show hasn't
group,
been on the air just
things.
One day.
I'm not a groupie, and I don't do group things. I just give my opinion.
Well, that's kind
and
of cowardly,
I don't do no group
don't you
things.
Think?
I
don't you
think
that's
myself.
Kind of cowardly? You come in, and you just shoot out your opinion, and you don't want
that's
to let
That's right. You shoot
folks?
Out yours every day. Do I mean I have to agree with it? No, I don't.
No, you
Lord
don't have to.
Mercy.
I don't
stay
agree
around
with
long
of the
enough to hear
you
somebody
had,
else.
You say it because it's not true.
Well, I want to go back to talking
about
Diva.
You come with some facts and some figures and show them to me, not something that you don't read off
hey,
the wall.
Yeah, well, trying to give you the facts and figures,
I gave
I'm trying
you
to tell you where
I
they come
world,
from, and you just want to hold on to your ignorance.
I said
you don't want to hear where they come
from. And
you're
going to deny it and say it was not. I told you to look at the census. You're going to tell me to go look at something else.
I told you to go look at
the
census from 2012. I corrected you. There is no census from 2012. They do it every 10 years on
the
even number
of decades. The last 10 years was when?
2010 was the most
it was
recent
last
census.
Census.
It takes them a year and a half
and
to prepare the data.
Say?
It is 2011 and a half.
What did it say?
It
said that you're having less babies. It said you're having less babies, didn't it? And it shows that you're having less babies. So if that means you're not having any babies, that means your population is going down. And then
no,
when
it shows
to
the actual number of people that belong
one.
To a group. There's 250 categories they score for each zip code in the United States.
You talk about a zip code.
Go look at the census.
I want you to look. That's what I just told you to do. That means you are going down. We are in the middle, and Hispanics are on the top.
No,
and
you're not.
What,
no. Hispanics
you,
are second, are larger than the black population, the way they're
well,
scoring
right.
it now.
And because I'm saying, can no Republican get in office, can no Democrat get in office without the
Listen,
black vote? And if we're
not
going to
much longer,
that's
not
true.
Office.
Much longer,
and that's why,
our
that's
vote is
to
going
you.
To eventually become insignificant because you have another minority population. Why do you think they're courting the Hispanic vote so hard
you
now?
You know what's going
to
come insignificant is the biracial vote that they never count in the first place. That's what's going to be the vote.
Lord have mercy. Okay.
The midst
yeah, anyway.
Of the
hey,
midst
Diva,
of
Diva.
I'm going to
put it to you.
Midst
Diva,
of
Diva,
vote
I'm gonna
none
put,
of
I'm
that.
About corruption.
And it don't have nothing to do with it.
Diva, you
yes,
were talking about corruption
this way.
So get
in the town I'm from, it was democratically run for years and years. And you know what? We did have a Republican mayor. And when the next Democrat got in, he discovered the guy was corrupted. They prosecuted him, put his butt in prison. In our state, Connecticut, which is a blue state, we had a Republican governor, Roland. When the Democrats came in, they saw that he was pulling some nonsense. They put his butt in prison. So it does work, Diva. The system does work. And if Youngstown, Ohio, if they're not holding Republicans accountable or Democrats accountable, it's the current administration's problem. If you're not putting the people in jail who mismanaged it, then you're as bad as they are. And I agree
no,
with you, Diva.
They're all crooked because they're all bad. I mean, it's never been a flip-flop of political parties.
No.
For as long as I've been alive, it's never been that. It's been Democrats, and they've all scratched each other back. I mean,
yeah.
Considering what they did now, oh, I was just floored. I just cannot believe they put a guy who was indicted. I can't believe a guy who was indicted, who is facing a federal investigation, is the new mayor of Youngstown.
Look at down in Florida. Look what the governor.
And if you just look at the crop of people that they have put up for us to vote for, put up for them to vote for, I was floored. I was like, really? This is how y'all do us? Y'all
that's
think we're
how,
so blind and dumb that these
you know
are this is the field y'all got for us?
No, that's you know how I feel when I look at both parties. That's the way I feel.
I look at both parties.
I voted for both of them. I voted Democrat, Republican.
Okay. Oh,
I voted
okay.
For both.
That's
why I say what I'm saying. Yes, that's why I say what I say. I'm disappointed in both parties. So what's more?
Well,
than
I'm a Democrat.
I don't
vote Republican, so I vote Democrat. So I can only hold Democrats responsible.
No, I voted for both of them, and I don't see no difference in either one of them. That's what I say when I say that.
Hey, Diva, I'm having KFC for lunch. What does that make me?
What?
I'm having
I don't
Kentucky
know.
Fried Chicken for lunch. What does that make me?
Why are you going to do me like
hungry?
That? Why are y'all going to see? Y'all going to quit? Y'all know I'm on a fast food diet.
During the break, because we're online and we're recording, we keep the show going by letting them talk to each other still online while we're playing commercials. So I don't know what they've been doing in there, and I don't know how bad it got or how good it got, but I'm hoping that we got some kind of parity as an understanding of who's doing what out to us.
I'll say it like this.
If this government is supposed to be of, for, and by the people,
why isn't it
the people should
the
be
people?
Served.
Yes.
No, they shouldn't be served with just giving them the safety net. They should be served with the opportunity net. The opportunity net says that we should have reasonable control over our factories, commerce, all of these things, so that people can make money. I mean, to clean up our you know, environment. But at the same time, let's be reasonable, especially when we see the rest of the world. They don't have any controls on themselves, and we price ourselves right out of the system. We don't have products that are going to be bought because they're going to be too high priced when you can buy it from another country for a lot less money. That's what we've done to ourselves here. That's what we've done. So I'm going to bring my callers back up. And I see not so blind. I see South Carolina. I see Dayton. I see Diva. I see Stanley. So tell me something. Like I said, my thing is this, and everybody knows that I'm a Republican, okay,
mm-hmm.
by party, and I'm that because of what I believe in my personal self. If the Republicans decide that they are going to go the way of the Democrats and they're going to support gay rights, they're going to support abortion, they're going to support all these things that I don't believe in, I will cease to be a Republican, because I'm not a Republican because I believe in Republicans. I'm a Republican because I believe that they best fit what I believe as my personal belief in Jesus Christ.
So now you
That's
need to
what,
give up your
Beg your pardon?
You should give up your Republicanship because they get abortions. They're gay.
It's not about that they give. That's not about that they are
it's
gay. And that is, sis, wait a minute. Listen.
And when they run for office, and
I don't have a problem with gay people.
Okay.
That's what they are who they are. I don't have a problem with somebody getting their own abortion. That's their business. When they make me take part in it is a different thing altogether. Okay,
but you got senators up that's making laws that way, and they're Republicans too, just like the Democrats.
Well, the thing is when I do that, I don't vote for them, and I vote against them. Chris
but
Christie is not.
Okay,
I'm Republican because in our platform we don't agree with abortion in the party platform. We don't agree with we agree with DOMA. We believe that marriage is between one man, one woman. That's what we believe. Okay,
I believe that
but
too,
that,
but I'm not in no party. To do that.
Well, that's
I'm
you,
not,
but I am. Okay, but I am in a party.
I
work politics.
See, when I look
well,
at
I'm just
Blackwell,
saying.
When I look at Blackwell, I
yeah.
look at Colin Powell, I look at J.C. Watts and Michael Steele. They all belong to the Republican Party. So
okay.
I look at the treatment that they've gotten from the Republican Party.
Colin okay.
Powell won for president one time, and they told him he shouldn't have.
No, his wife wouldn't allow. No, that's not true.
No,
that's
they,
not
they
true.
They
tried to. No, that's not
they
true, sis. But see, here we go. I can't do that if you're going to say things that aren't true. I was very much around when that happened, and we tried to draft Colin Powell to run. Colin Powell said no, and his wife said no. He chose not to run.
You're right. His
Colin Powell. Well, you say right, but are you involved in it? No, I was, so I know.
How you know I wasn't involved in it? How you think?
You just said you'd work. Ken Blackwell's a personal friend of mine. I worked every one of his campaigns.
Ken Blackwell should have been running for governor, but they stuck him out there to dry after all they did. So where is he now?
That's not what happened.
Where is he?
He got a challenge, and the Republicans here in Ohio did not stop that Petro from challenging him, and he couldn't win both.
That's the
case. Well, that's how they do you. Wait a minute. Tell me one black Democrat that has won statewide in Ohio. Not one. So what I'm trying to tell you, what?
What's stopping them? I guess people didn't vote for him. The reason why they didn't.
And why didn't they vote for him when the whole state swept Democrat? Why didn't they vote for him?
Well, I am saying, but maybe they didn't want to. They didn't see the person they did vote for. That's what I'm saying.
They voted for a Republican over a Democrat at a time when the whole state voted Democrat. Whole state voted every office in except where the black Democrats were running. See, I can't go with that flippant just attitude because that's just crazy. South Carolina, you sitting in there? How about not so blind?
Yeah,
might have chased everybody,
listening.
Y'all.
Yeah, we're here. South Carolina's
no,
here.
No, we're just listening here. We're just
I can't do that.
You know,
I can't do that anymore.
No, I hate drive-by commentators who shoot out some nonsense, get self-righteous about it, and then when you say, well, here's the fact, that they want to then jump off to another issue rather than clean up the mess they just made. No, she threw a brick through the window on a subject that you know a heck of a lot about, and then when you try to hold her accountable for her statement trying to help her, she doesn't make foolish statements like that in the future. She's got a little more education. She pulls another game on you and starts playing this rhetoric game. You know, we're here to talk about topics, Dayton. We're not here to do bumper sticker slogans. I would have loved to seen Colin Powell run for president, Jeff. I think it would have been insanity just anybody would even think of stopping the man.
He'd be the perfect what they want right now, rather than somebody like a Christie or a Romney.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I would vote for a Colin Powell.
Yeah, see, I as a white person admire Colin Powell. Okay, I got to say I'm white in case people don't know that. And I'll tell you, think of his career, Jeff. He comes into the military in the early '50s at a time when blacks are living in shanties at the end of the bases. Because they were, you know, even though segregation was officially thrown away, it still was happening. And he found some way to work his way up through the ranks by showing how good he was without making the white power structure above him feel threatened by him, to where he works his way up through the military system to one day being the Secretary of the Army. You know, come on. That man is a smart man. He knows something about how to work with people, how to put together coalitions, how not to get people back, you know, get everybody showing their butt at you and everything else. He's obviously got some great skills. He would have been a tremendous president.
If the Bush administration had listened to him, you would not have had the debacle in Iraq that you had.
True.
Iraq would have been taken over and done with.
Mm-hmm.
We would have paid ourselves back with the oil. and then established, you know, as strong a government as possible and been out of there. Or either been in there but been in peace like we are in Germany.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to think that we stayed in Germany for over 60, 70 years.
Yeah.
Okay? We still have people in Germany.
Yeah. Gee, it'd be great to get Colin Powell on the show here someday. I mean, you know, I'd be taking notes.
I think I can try to do that and see that, because I do disagree with him on certain things. But he tells you, he says, I'm a fiscal conservative, and he says, and I'm a social liberal.
Yep.
And so, I mean, that's who he is. I'm not mad at him.
What does that mean when you're fiscally conservative and socially liberal? What does he mean when he say that?
He means that he's fiscally conservative. That
I
you
get
have
that
to.
Part.
You can't.
In other words, reasonably.
Jeff,
go ahead.
That's exactly how I describe myself, and here's what it means, Diva, hon. You just realize the reality and the pragmatism of the fact that you can't spend money you don't have, and that when you do have money, you need to spend it on improving society so that everybody just doesn't have a safety net in case they fall. They've got a ladder to start climbing, and the first rung is education, the second rung is jobs, and the third rung is opportunity, and the fourth rung on that ladder for society is paying it forward into the future and being part of creating the legacy for the people yet to come.
But with this, because isn't Colin Powell pro-choice?
Well, I mean, he can be pro-choice if he wants to.
That's a personal thing.
That's
not
a personal thing, right.
That's not a political issue. It's been made political, but it's not.
You said something about Chris Christie in the same way, because if you look at him, he's more socially conservative than Colin Powell.
No, he's socially liberal. Okay, did you see what he signed in the law? Did you see what he just signed in the law?
I know he fought it as long as he could, and then he just was like, you know what? It's what the people want. It was election year. He signed it.
No, he just signed that after he got elected.
The act where they were trying, what was it? It was the one about the gay marriage, right?
No.
Oh, okay, which one are you talking
about? They're allowing illegal aliens to pay no more than in-state money to go to school.
But how does that not make social conservative?
That's not conservative whatsoever. Illegal aliens don't have a right to go to school for the same money that another American citizen can't go to school for. I send my daughter to Indiana. She has to pay out-of-state money.
But isn't it the illegals that live in New Jersey have to pay the same?
I don't care what doggone where they live at. They're illegal.
Okay, but I'm just trying to clarify. You sent your daughter away to college, so she has to pay an out-of-state fee. But
right.
If she lived in Ohio and went to school in Ohio, she had to pay in-state. She paid in-state cost. So what they're saying is,
but I'm a United States citizen, so is she. These people aren't citizens, and they're getting the ability to go to school somewhere for the same money that my daughter can't go to school for. My daughter can't go to New Jersey and go for in-state price.
See, Diva,
okay, but your daughter doesn't live
here's
in New
the
Jersey. These illegal immigrants that live there,
I
they
don't
live in New
care.
Jersey.
If you come from
they
another
don't.
State, Diva, you're not
come
a citizen
another
of
country.
New Jersey. Well, hell, if you're not a citizen of New Jersey
when you
coming
put it
from
like
another
that,
state, you're sure
that
the
makes
heck
more
not a citizen
sense.
Coming from another country.
Okay, but that when you put it like that, that makes more sense.
That's
that
what we're saying, period.
Yeah.
Diva, that's
no,
what we've been
you
saying.
Weren't. I was trying to get you to clarify more clearly. You weren't.
I don't know who else couldn't understand that. But
no, I mean, I understand it, but there's a lot of people who may not understand what you're saying. And then when you say stuff about, oh, I'll vote for Colin Powell, who's a fiscal conservative but a social liberal, but yet Colin Powell's pro-choice and Colin Powell feels that gays should have the right to marry, and then you look at Chris Christie. I would not vote for Chris Christie because Chris Christie is no different than an Obama, but yet Chris Christie is against same-sex marriage, and he is pro-life.
Chris Christie.
So I'm trying to figure out, how do you see
Chris
the two very differently?
Chris Christie is a liberal, and he is what he is.
I don't like
he's
the
not
guy.
He's not a conservative at all. Colin Powell is a brilliant military mind, and I'll know this one thing. He's not going to sell the country down the drain because of ideology.
Yeah,
I agree. He's going to control things so we remain safe in the world. That's important. Okay.
So Colin Powell's
not
going to
be out here. He's not going to be out here with pink panties on, talking about we're not going to give you foreign aid if you don't do gay rights in your military. See, this that's what I'm talking about. This cat is the evangelist for. Yeah,
so
he's
Colin
a pink panty
Powell is
gay.
A conservative you can trust. Chris Christie is like that so-called conservative, but he's more like a wolf in sheep clothing.
He's a rhino.
He's conservative because he's a Republican, and they just brand him with the label because he's the Republican.
Right.
I think he ran because the Republican Party had an opening, and he could fit in there. You'll find that a lot of people just run under a party banner when they're really not in total sync with that party's beliefs, but they might be more in tune with it, or it was the only open slot to get into the competition.
Absolutely.
So
would
you say he is fiscally liberal then?
Christie ran on a Democratic platform as a Blue Dog Democrat.
And we'll be right back after these messages. Mornings with Tracy and Friends on WSOM 600. Be right back.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The
cool man, I want to...
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available
at
the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a couple of loves. If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
Michael Savage. Thank God we live in a country that has gridlock in Congress. What you don't understand is that gridlock is the mark of a stable democracy. The mark of a dictatorship is a smooth government that has no opposition. That's what Chuck Schumer wants. That's what Harry Reid wants. That's what Obama wants, and I don't want it.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on News Talk 600. We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Thank you.
And what you see is what you get here on Mornings with Tracy and Friends. Jeff in the air chair, and we're talking to you about what's on our mind, vice versa. And we got people in our chat room saying real crazy stuff, but I'm going to have to let them go. Okay. So, Mr. I Know, give me a call here at 1-347-945-5229. And share your wisdom with me here on Tracy and Friends on WSOM 600 AM on terrestrial radio here in Youngstown, Ohio, Northeast Ohio, and on WSOM 600 AM on iHeartRadio. I thought I could call up a Michigan man with that song since that was a Michigan group right there. The Dramatics singing What You See Is What You Get. I remember that as a child. A very, very, very great group. I enjoyed their song, Go Outside in the Rain. Anyway, what we're talking about in the chat room there, I forgot to mute the commercial, so I apologize.
Well, the first commercial was Ribs, and it sounded really good.
Charlie Staples.
Yeah, and that sounded really good. You were making us all hungry. You're lucky there's anybody left here. We didn't just all go hang up and go for lunch together.
Right. You ain't even right for that one. Oh, my
Charlie,
God.
Charlie wouldn't have minded. He would have said, tell you, if you can't taste the meat, what's the point?
Yeah.
That's my good friend, Charlie Staples, very good friend. And business, I look to him for business advice. I really do. He's a great man. He's done a lot of great things across this nation in business, and I'm glad he's here in Youngstown right now.
He need to put us Charlie Staples down here.
You know what? I don't know if he's going to do that again, because there was one down in Columbus proper for the longest time, because he lived in Columbus before he went to Houston. And maybe he will, you know, he'll do that out. I tell you what, I wouldn't mind franchising him. I wouldn't mind that at all.
And I'm not saying it's just because I'm from Youngstown, but I'm very picky about my barbecue. But, man, that's the best barbecue sauce I've ever tasted.
You know. This is the thing that gets me. I have a guy in my chat room that's telling me that I probably don't do any research before I get on the air. And I make things up as it goes. But he won't call in and tell me what it is that I'm making up as I go. If you can prove me wrong, my friend, I will send you a gift certificate to the restaurant of your choice. And so I want you to call me and prove me wrong on some of the things I'm saying. So I just, you know, you do what you got to do. I don't read anything. I'm talking. I'm the host today. So anyway, we're talking about a lot of things happening. Political theater, what parts of society drive what other parts of society. And we've been trying to let people know why things turn out to be a certain way. I'm not angry at Democrats a certain way. I'm more angry with the people that allow them to handle them and give them and feed them stories to where they choose to go and make the decisions that they do and vote for them. You're keeping people in power by voting for them. And when they're in power, they're not representing you. So now that's by and large both parties right now, because special interests get the lion's share of the votes and the decisions that our Congress makes. They're not ruling for the people. They're not representing and making legislation for the people. They're making legislation for their pockets, many of them. And as a result, the people aren't served. Wall Street is doing great. Why? Is it a coincidence that Wall Street is doing great while the rest of the people are not doing great? when they gave tons of money to our sitting president. Is it a coincidence that the oil company that gave the most money to the president was the only one that had a leak in 70 years in America? BP. And caused the Gulf to get shut down for oil production. But when the permits came back up, they were the first ones to get a permit back up again. If I'm wrong, correct me. 1-347-945. Go ahead.
I also find it interesting when you look at the whole thing. The Federal Reserve is pumping $85 billion a month into the stock market, taking care of Wall Street. And
yep.
The director of the Federal Reserve serves at the pleasure of the president, and he just picked that new lady to take over. And
yep.
it's all too buddy-buddy and all too close and all too coincidental. And then all the big corporations that were the big campaign contributors, like GE, you know, are appointed to all these boards in the White House, and these people walk in and out of the White House the way you and I would as neighbors with our storm doors open on a hot day, you know? I mean, it's just pretty incredible, and you just can't tell me that there's not just a lot of private conversations and a lot of goodwill passing back and forth. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You just can't tell me it's all a coincidence. I just don't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Well, not so blind. I have two people sitting in. My chat room telling me that both you and I are crazy, because we just said what the truth was. See. I could care less about furthermore, the Fed has nothing to do with the Oval Office.
The Federal Reserve. Wrong. Look it up. The chairman of the Federal Reserve is appointed by the President of the United States, and approved by the Senate.
And so what kind of fool do you have to be?
Been in the news for 4 months that Bernanke's retiring and this new lady's taking over.
What kind of fool do you have to be?
Amos Janet Yellen.
I mean,
yeah, Janet Yellen.
Look, my advice to those folks, get out of the chat room for an hour a week and just turn on the television or go somewhere and buy a newspaper and read the headline. That's all. Just read the headline. You don't have to read the little details. God forbid that would strain your brain. But just read the headlines and figure out what the general categories are of what's going on in the world. It's not all in the chat room.
Yeah, I can't see. I'm telling you, man, this is.
I'm scared for the future. I'm blind, and I know more about these people that who have the ability to read. You're blind, you can't read, or you can see, but you won't read. What's worse? I mean, go look up. Look, since they're online, go to Wikipedia. Oh Lord, go to Wikipedia and look up 1913, the Charter of the Federal Reserve, the 100-year charter, and read the rules by which the Federal Reserve answers to the government. You know, these people
won't do it. Don't cloud their brain when having to go read history, because history just does not exist to the everyday person that wants to be a dumb butt, because that's what it is. Hussein Jeff.
I was just saying, yeah, I was agreeing with
you. Oh, okay,
you know,
okay,
Jeff,
I got you.
You know, there's another aspect to this, too, to the people that are conspiracy people and like to worry about the Federal Reserve. The alternative everybody's proposing, to bring it back to where the Treasury mints all the money. Well, the Treasury is under the direct control of the House of Representatives, of the Congress. Can you imagine, then, when you've got a particular party in control of both houses, and they decide, hey, let's just print all this money, and they just ordered the Treasury to print money just so they could fund some new project that has no basis in anything that has any sustainability. It would turn the printing of money into political. So given the two choices, a bunch of rich, greedy international bankers running the Federal Reserve, or a bunch of political hacks printing your money, I'll go with the greedy guys. They stay up on Friday nights late worrying about being greedy, at least.
Yeah, this is true. Michigan, you ready to talk, or you just going to hang back there in the background and
What you calling my name for, man? I was reading Black Power by Kwame Ture and Charles the African. You called my name.
Well, while you were reading about Black Power, he was trying to give you some.
You interrupted my reading, man.
Hey, man, I'm trying to break some knowledge off to a couple people. Now, I may be wrong on some of the things I say. I'm not going to say I'm right on everything I ever open my mouth to say. But here's the thing I'm saying here. I got two idiots in here talking about that the Federal Reserve has nothing to do with the Oval Office. Now, if the Oval Office appoints the head of the Federal Reserve, doesn't that just go to say that maybe they have something to do with it?
Well, in practice, the Federal Reserve is supposed to be completely independent from
Michigan. Your voice got real light, man. What happened with you too, man?
No, that's Beaver, baby.
I know. Go ahead, Beaver. I was asking Michigan, but you go ahead, Diva. Go ahead. I'm going to let you go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I ain't fighting with no woman today. Go ahead.
The Federal Reserve was supposed to be independent of the federal government. It was supposed to be a private, separate entity. But we all know that whoever is in power in the White House is going to reach into the Federal Reserve. And, I mean, come on, they appoint the chairman. So it's all convoluted, all crosses over. And for people who don't think it doesn't, you are in a bubble. You're in a bubble. If you think that the federal chair is not making decisions that are okay with whoever is sitting in the White House.
And if you don't think you're going to be, like, to get the job, the president meets with you, and if he doesn't agree upon your philosophies, your name just doesn't get nominated, and then who's ever in there dies off. I mean, the president appoints the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and, of course, if you then betray him and stab him in the back, he picks up the phone and calls whoever's running the FBI, go dig me up something on this person's lifestyle, and calls over to the IRS and says, this guy needs to be audited for the last 37 years. Because they all do it. It's obvious. You know, that's why the outrage. You know, well, the IRS was auditing conservative people. Yeah, and Nixon started. I mean, it was going on long before Nixon. And, you know, J. Edgar Hoover used to call presidents and remind them that he was the guy really running the government. So it's all.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, he called John. You know, when Bobby Kennedy was. The word got out, Bobby Kennedy wanted to get rid of J. Edgar Hoover, and then one day John Kennedy got a call, Mr. President, not that it's any of my business. This is an actual recording going into the White House. You can go to the John Kennedy archives for those people that want to know where he get that from. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's an actual recording because Kennedy installed the recording system in the White House. That's a historical fact, the one that caught Nixon. Kennedy put that in. And on tape, there's J. Edgar Hoover calling John Kennedy, just casually mentioning to him that he's aware that a certain beauty queen winner was seen being brought in through one of the tunnels into the basement of the White House one Friday night while Miss Jackie was up there in Massachusetts at the Kennedy compound waiting for John to get free of all his paperwork and come home, because after all, he was chained to his desk. It was probably the same desk Bill Clinton liked. And, you know, because he was busy, and J. Edgar Hoover just, he did never come out and accuse the president. He said, Mr. President, I just let you know that your safety is our first concern, and we're seeing this, and we think it's a little strange and stuff, but if you're okay with it, we're okay with it. And, of course, you know, but and we want you to know we're also taking care of Miss Jackie sitting up there at the Kennedy compound in Hyannis, and he was letting them know that he had the dirt on him. And it's a recording at the Kennedy Library. You can go hear it.
Hey, gentlemen.
Yep.
Is Diva still on the line?
Yeah, she's there waiting for you, brother.
Yeah.
Did you do any research on those economies for those countries?
Yes, I did. And Marty. They're good. Majority of them have a large centralized government. They're capitalist economies, but they have large centralized governments, and they have very strong social programs that we fight over here. And that's what I was getting at. I was trying to figure out, wait a minute, how are their economies so strong and they have a strong centralized government and very large social programs, but yet us over here, we're complaining that that's not possible, that it ruins everything.
First of all, refresh what you were talking about so everybody can be in on this. Because what I'd really like you to do, because we were talking about economics yesterday and et cetera. So just give a little bit of catch up, even in this last 15 minutes that we have.
Well, yesterday we talked about the top 10 list of economically free countries,
mm-hmm.
and I had asked the question, what were the economies of these top 10, because the United States came in at 12, and you had Denmark, Ireland, Mauritius, Chile, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Australia, Singapore, and Hong Kong all coming in the top 10. And so some of those names on that at the top 10 struck me as surprising that they have very strong they're economically free and they have a very strong economy, considering that places like Canada has universal health care. Yet here in America, we keep saying that if we have large social programs and a large centralized government, that it's going to ruin our economy.
If you do, it not only ruin your economy, destroy them. What are the populations? It's just like this. Everybody's talking about Canada. They support their own people. They supply health care. They have three people in Canada. You have 315. You have 315 million here. You know. So my point is that you need to think about why somebody's able to do this, that, or the other. Well, Canada's military could not defend Canada if they needed to. Okay, that's another one. So you have to think. There's reasons why. There's a good reason why we went from 6 to 12. Okay, so you went from 6 to 12. Now, why? Okay. Let me use the dim-witted inside of my chat room. Let's look at Germany. They say socialist country. Okay, let's look at Germany. Who's supporting Germany? Where do they get all their money from? And who's paying them a whole hell of a lot of rent to be there right now and putting into their economy?
Say the United States government.
Can you say the United States government? Yes, I would say that would be so. By Jove, I think you've got it. Because we have bases in Germany that uphold their country. Our military really protects Germany from anybody that would come in there and take over. So let's not look at Germany. Let's go someplace else. That the United States is not such an integral part of supporting their economic system. See, stupidity is what bothers me when we come to arguing points. And I'm not calling you stupid, but that's just plain ignorant. Think. You have to think. We support Germany. Our tax money supports our bases in Germany. We pay money to the German government. Our servicemen spend money on the German economy. Pull that out and see where they're at.
Germany,
that's what I would say to you.
Germany didn't make the top 10, so let's stick to the countries that made the top 10. You have Denmark. You have
mm-hmm.
places like Zealand, Australia.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Michigan.
Hey, you know,
And I was going to say, and I don't know this to be a fact, but I would be willing to bet money. I know this throws a monkey wrench in it. I would be willing to bet that Denmark is not majority Christian.
Well, you're probably right. I mean, the European nations have long not been really Christian. And, when you have organized religion like you do, the Church of England, or you have the Catholic Church, you don't have people that are, they're very religious at times, but they're not active as Christians. I don't know how to say that another way, because I'm speaking from the point of being on the inside.
Okay, so majority of these countries on this list are very liberal. Very liberal, large governments, mm-hmm. large centralized governments with mm-hmm. large centralized programs. Yes, you can argue Canada maybe only has 3 people, but you have places like Australia.
How many people in Australia?
Australia
don't have just 3 people in it.
No, but there's one thing that they're overlooking.
They have 5.
No.
there's one thing that they're overlooking. What are the taxes in these countries?
I can look it up for you. Give me a second.
What's your point, Sal?
My point is, what are their income taxes? That tells a story.
No, it sure does, many of them
are
60-something percent. 60-something percent. You go to work and you don't make any money till September of that year. That, that's something.
Let's see. Tax rates for Australia, 2013-2014, 0 to $18,200, you didn't pay any taxes. Little over $18,000 to $37,000. I don't know what this – it says 19C, so I don't know what that is.
See,
I'm sorry.
See, it's a percent
sign
in their language. They that's their percent sign, hon.
Okay, so it's 19% if you make a dollar over $18,200 for every dollar over $18,200, and it's for $37,101 to $80,000, you're paying $3,572 plus 32.5% for each dollar over that $37,000. $80,000 to $180,000, you're paying $17,547 plus 37% for each dollar over $80,000. $180,001 and over, you're paying $54,547 plus 45% for each dollar over $180,000.
Is that personal or business? Is that personal or business?
This is personal income.
Okay.
So somebody, because I'm doing something else, I'm trying to find... Okay, yeah, this is what I
which
wanted.
Country is that for, Diva?
Australia.
Australia? All okay. Right, now, what about the VAT tax?
The what?
The value-added tax.
Look up,
the VAT.
Okay, you want me to look up Australia's VAT, the VAT.
10%. It's 10%. So they're paying all those taxes plus another 10% on anything that they buy.
Goods and services. That sounds like a lot of taxes.
Yes, it is.
But yet, okay, so they pay a lot in taxes in Australia. They have a large centralized government, more likely very liberal country, and they have large social programs. But yet they rank higher than us economically.
What's their military look like?
Well, if you don't plan on robbing and thieving the world, you don't need a big military.
Especially nobody wants to go down there anyway to take over
right,
nothing.
The thing
that's
is,
for sure.
We are guarded by 2 oceans. So likelihood that we are really going to face a great danger when it comes to somebody using a large military force to attack us,
is very slim. We have not faced such a thing. So do we really need such a large military for our own self-defense, or do we really need this large military to do what we're trying to do in the world?
When you're trying to run the world, yes. When you're the biggest thief in the world, yes. When you're the biggest cutthroat in the world, yes. You need a large military.
Well, let me put it like this. I don't see it like a Michigan man sees it. However,
of course
you're not. No, I'm just saying. I'm saying I don't see it like you see it, but I agree with you in principle that if you're going to be in all those places, you must do those things. And my thing is the balance of power in the world is what you're...
I didn't say if you're going to be in all those places. I said if you're going to be the biggest cutthroat, the biggest robber, and the biggest murderer in the world, yes, you need a large military.
Well,
I didn't say just be in those places.
No, I'm not saying about that either. I'm saying that if you have to balance power in the world because you have to balance commerce in the world. If you don't balance either one, your people are going to get really messed up, you know, as far as just like what the United States is getting ready to do to Israel right now. You have
But Jeff, the problem I'm hearing to what you're saying, and I have to go back to Michigan, man, why do the United States have to be the police of the world? Why do we have to be that?
Because you're the strongest nation in the world.
Morality is so low.
Because you have to understand, Jeff, the thing I want to point out is America is America, fine and everything, but we're not supposed to be the be-all of every country in the world. We're just Americans.
We're not supposed to be the whole thing of saying it's our way, and
we're going to be the police of the world. I have a problem with that.
Okay, hold on. Let him answer, Stanley. Michigan,
go ahead. You don't want the crooks of the world to be the police of the world anyway.
America's but I don't want America to be the police of the world also because we're not doing a good job also. I want us to mind our own business
Imagine what we could do if we take all that money, if we funnel some of that money, make our military budget smaller, because we really don't need that big of a budget, and funnel that into more of our social programs. Imagine what we could do.
Didn't they say 1 week of the Iraq War could have done this and that if they would have put all that money in the United States? Didn't you see the numbers?
I hear you, but you have to understand.
Yeah. This is kind of akin to what Mike and I were talking about earlier, about a particular show we saw on TV earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
No, we need to do what we've been doing and not... How the guy say it? Be wussified?
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. That's it. That's why we want to do.
440, you're in there. Hold on, Stanley.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I think we should just take out as much of the military funding as we got and just give it right, you know. We'll have more giveaways, you know, more social programs. That'll work. We'll keep everybody at home.
It to the people.
We'll just keep everybody at home. Well, that works. That's real intelligent.
Yeah.
What's all that noise going on? Somebody got that noise going. Okay.
Well,
is
it better than being the police of the world? Is it better than giving all the money in the world and having bases that we don't even use that are basically being the police of the world? That's a smart thing, too. That's very smart, too.
Well, here's the thing I'll say like this, Stanley. It's much safer when you have control of the political outcome of certain parts of the world. And I'm not saying that we have to make them be like us, but we do have to make them respect us. The one thing about a few of our presidents, they respected us in the world, and they weren't going to try us too often. Somebody like an Al-Qaeda who's invisible pretty much because they don't belong in any one country. You know, that's one thing. But when you're talking about shipping through the Suez Canal and And you're talking about being able to supply Israel and Europe, who are your allies. How do you keep them safe when you have other people that ideologically hate you? They don't hate
well,
you.
Maybe the question is to ask them why, how come they hate us? Because a lot of them would come with the history of what they've gone through.
Some,
and when they
some.
Tell you the truth of what of, no, some of them would, like, when Wikipedia, when WikiLeaks came with the leak of all the stuff that we saw, non-Americans would have said, that doesn't happen to us. We don't kill innocent people. But
well,
when
you
we saw that video,
you
everybody was freaking
say.
Out and saying, I can't
you,
believe we're doing that. Remember
hey,
that thing that came out? And every American, if I would have told you we have a
hold
video
on.
Like that, you would have killed me and said, it's, Americans don't do that.
Okay,
until
okay Stanley, go ahead, Michigan, and then I want to bring my unlisted caller
last. You know, the talking point is the rest of the world hates us because of our freedom.
No, I don't believe
now,
that.
That ain't the biggest joke.
Yeah, that's a bunch of mess right there. They don't like you. They don't like you for many reasons, but you have to understand we've meddled in a whole bunch of people's affairs over the decades, and because of that we've created some really bad karma per se that comes back to haunt us. We control the Middle East pretty much, and they don't like it, and because they believe in Allah, they're not going to go for what it is because they believe that they have to create the Holocaust to bring about the end of the world. And so that's why you got people that will blow themselves up to kill you and others, which I think is the most craziest thing in the world, but that's me. But what can I say about that? We're going to be back here tomorrow. I thank all my callers for calling in. Dayton, I'm going to let you back in if you call back. I hope you do. Stay in the audience. But you got to respect everybody else, and you can't just rapid fire stuff and then say stuff that ain't true and not expect us to call you on it. But everybody, we love you. We'll see you tomorrow mornings with Tracy and friends. We gonna see you. We are out of here.
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Newstalk 600, WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. They are called the Santa Ana Winds. And if you live in Southern California, you know.